American Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you make your home warm and cozy, improve your home, redecorate your home, repair your home, whatever advice, ideas, information you need to help improve the space that you call home. Reach out to us because that's what we do, and we are here to help. A couple of ways to do that, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions on moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button, which you'll find handily placed on every single page. Hey, coming up on today's show, there's nothing like opening up your front door to a clean home. But if you've got kids, a clean house can definitely feel a million miles away.
Yeah, especially after you've stepped on, like, your third Lego of the day. They hurt.
Oh, that's awful. They do hurt. I think they need to design soft Legos for parents that are embarrassing.
Squishable ones. Yet somehow they remain rigid for building, but when they sense a foot, they don't
hurt. It's a concept.
I think we're onto something.
Absolutely. So we're going to share some tips to help keep your home clean and your sanity intact with a few clever house cleaning hacks for busy parents.
Yeah, don't buy toys that hurt. Also ahead, if you guys are shopping for a new dishwasher, does an Energy Star rating really make a difference? We're going to explain why that little blue star can save you some serious bucks just ahead.
And if you've been feeling drafts this winter but not sure where they're coming from, we'll share some common holes that exist right now in your exterior walls, and you're probably not even aware of it.
But first, do you guys have some home improvement questions and you maybe don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us, of course. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that slow you down on the road to your dream house.
So let's get started. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions on moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Chris in Arkansas on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, Leslie, I've been wondering on my crawl space vents. I've heard that they're not really useful, and it's best to go ahead and just close them up. I was wondering if that's a good or idea or a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's a really bad idea, and here's why. The crawl space vents are there for a reason. In fact, they're mandated by building code. Now, they have a sliding cover on them so you can have the louvers open or close. What I generally suggest is that you want to have the crawl space vents fully open in the spring, the summer, and the fall. In the winter, when the temperature really starts to drop, then you should close them. But in the spring, the summer, and the fall, leave them open. It helps the moisture that's going to be present in the crawl space evaporate to the exterior by mixing with drier air from the outside. The other thing that you could do is, I don't know what kind of crawl space surface you have there, but if it's dirt, you ought to be covering it with plastic. So big sheets of polyvisqueen plastic, for example. That prevents the moisture from evaporating up off the soil. And the reason we're trying to control moisture is because if you let the moisture condense on the wood framing in the crawl space, you're going to get mold or rot. And you can also make the insulation damp, which renders it somewhat ineffective, even if it's just a little bit of dampness. So for all those reasons, I recommend you keep them open in the three warmer seasons. Does that help you out?
It did most certainly, and I sure appreciate it. I love the show.
All right. Thanks so much.
Elaine in Delaware is on the line and is looking to redo a kitchen completely. Great project. How can we help?
I have a house that's built in, like, 1955. Okay, so I have the arch entrance going into the dining room. I also have a door going into a basement. I have a door going outside, and I have two windows.
And this is your kitchen we're talking about?
Yes. And the kitchen is only 18 by 12 feet with a 4-foot bump out for the basement door.
Okay.
Okay, so I was wondering, number one, if I take out that archway, because I have several other entrances in the house that have the same archway, if I take out that archway and take out that whole wall there that opens up into the dining room.
Do you want to see your kitchen all the time from the dining room?
I like that open concept, yes.
Okay.
But I'm wondering if it'll take away from the integrity of the 1955, you know, style with the arches.
I think an open plan has a much more modern and fresher feel. But, I mean, you're talking about mid-century, and that itself has a modern and fresh feel. So I don't think it compromises one another. The issue is that wall load-bearing? Can you feasibly and structurally actually remove it?
I don't think it is a load-bearing wall. No, we've done some work in the house, and I think that we could actually cut that out.
Now, your kitchen itself, is that original to the home from 1955?
Yes, it is. And it's got, like, the old wooden-type cabinets, like the back door opens up right into the stove.
Well, the nice thing about the old wooden cabinets is that they're really well-built, and the second thing is that they're also easy to refinish. I mean, that's a perfect candidate for painting cabinets, replacing hardware, and thinking about doing a less expensive kitchen update that way. Right, Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me, though, that Elaine's got her heart set on a gut job, which, you know, it isn't a bad idea either. You know, Tom's right. Those cabinets are exceptionally well made. I think the idea of opening out the room, as long as it makes sense and as long as you don't mind, I mean, is this going to be your formal dining room off of the kitchen?
Yes.
Okay. You know, it instantly is going to take on a less formal feel because it is, you know, integrated into that main portion of the kitchen. But you can still add details to it to dress up that portion of the space. Plus, you can add, you know, a kitchen island is a great addition to a space. It gives a more casual seating area. But keep in mind that once you do the open plan, it does sort of reduce the formality of the dining area. But you can dress it up through color, lighting fixtures, furnishing choices, a rug. There are ways to do that. And keep in mind that now you're opening the space, your working triangle needs to be modified a little bit. But I think there are great ways to make an open plan work. And I think eliminating that archway really isn't going to, you know, take away from the historical aspect of the home.
Okay, yeah. And we were actually thinking about maybe putting a couple stools, like, where the wall is now, if we take out that archway, and kind of make it like a little breakfast bar.
Mm-hmm. No, I think as long as structurally you're able, and you'll have to consult with an engineer, there's no problem with removing that wall itself and creating that open plan. And, you know, do a lot of research on mid-century design because you're smack in that, you know, age bracket for your home. And it is swank. It's very modern. There's some interesting furnishings. You don't have to buy the authentic stuff, although as gorgeous as it is, there are some fantastic knockoffs in a lot of those pieces. And you can really do something interesting. And Lucite is back in a big way. And if you mix Lucite and wood and some interesting lighting, you know, you can really create a cool mid-century feel.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up this hour, if you've got kids at home, a clean house can feel like it doesn't exist or maybe is completely out of reach. So we're going to share some tips to help all you busy parents out there keep your home clean and keep your sanity intact when the Money Pit returns.
the Bonnie Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this six-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you want to be inspired for your next home improvement project? Well, don't miss the Money Pit podcast with new episodes and great ideas every Monday and Thursday.
You'll find us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Now we've got Ken on the line who's dealing with a very moist situation in the attic. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, yeah, so we live, the wife and I, about 3 blocks from the Pacific Ocean, next to the Columbia River. I purchased a house here with a flat roof, basically it has about a 312 pitch. It had a torch down, system on it, and I opted to go a IV Teflon system.
Okay.
And, it was about a $10,000 system. Well, after they put it in about a year later, I noticed mold, on the underside of the roof. They put 3 vents, about 8-inch diameter vents in the ridge. And, when I saw the mold, well, they says, well, you're not getting adequate ventilation in the year. Well, anyway, they put 6 more vents in there. Huh. And, they had messed up and left about a half a dozen little holes where they had bad leaks. And so I had water in between the IV system and the torch down in my plywood.
Wow.
So I put the fan in there, and my question now is, putting those additional 6 vents on the bottom.
Are you talking about, when you say the bottom, are you talking about at the underside of the overhang at the soffit level?
Well, no, I don't have any overhangs. It's
you don't
a flat
have any
roof,
okay.
And it just comes to the walls. And so after they put the four on the top ridge, about I had mentioned, well, we should put some vents down low, and it's no, you don't need vents up here with that little slate.
Okay.
But probably wouldn't have had to have, but they were incompetent in what they did because they left about a half a dozen holes and leaks in that Teflon.
All right, so here's the situation. So you had a minimal amount of vent. You spotted some mold. You added additional vents, and now are you still seeing mold in the attic or not?
No, I think they came in and they wiped it down with whatever.
So you're not seeing the mold anymore in the attic. And the question is, is it possible to have too much ventilation? The answer is no. In fact, a perfectly ventilated attic space is going to be at ambient temperature all the time. Now, because it's a flat roof, it's much more difficult to vent. If this was a pitched roof with an overhang, you would have soffit vents down across the soffit, ridge vents across the peak. It would essentially be wide open all the time, constantly circulating air. And what that does is in the wintertime, it takes out moisture, which can condense and lead to mold. And in the summer, it takes out heat, which, of course, drives up your cooling costs. So I don't think it's possible to have too much attic ventilation. Did you also mention that you put a fan in there?
Well, I put a fan in there to dry out the moisture first, and that's what my concern was. Maybe I shouldn't have put the fan because I'm spreading those mold spores around by doing that.
Well, if the mold was treated, I wouldn't worry too much about that. But here's the thing about fans. Now, the attic fans are only going to work on a heat-sensitive switch unless you wired them somehow differently. And so those attic fans typically only work in the summertime. They don't work in the wintertime.
It was in the fall, so it was relatively cool.
Right, but those attic fans work on a thermostat, which is generally, if it's installed correctly, set at around 100 degrees. So it would have to be an awfully warm fall day for that to kick on. I would say that if you're not spotting the mold any further, and the attic doesn't seem to be leaking, you addressed all of those issues, that you're just good the way it is, and I would just stop right there and enjoy it.
Right, right. Well, this is about the eighth house we've retired in the last 4 years. It's kind of like watching Gold Rush. You're always going to find something in an old house. So we enjoy it, but it's a lot of work.
Well, if you've got kids at home, a clean house is definitely not something you're in every single day. I mean, you dream about it and you wish you had it, but then, again, the kids, they definitely make that a hard goal.
But it always comes back to the kids.
Yeah, it always comes back to the kids. So we've got some tips here to help keep your home clean and keep your sanity intact, because we know you parents out there are super busy and you're juggling a lot. So first up, you want to start at the top. If you want to know the best cleaning hacks, watch professional cleaners in action. They always start at the highest point in the room and then work their way down, like clean the ceilings and the fans and the light fixtures and end up with vacuuming the floor. This way you're not kind of doing the same thing twice.
Now, you can also save time when you take advantage of your shower. Bathrooms can get scuzzy very fast with water spots and soap and toothpaste, you name it. But your morning shower can do double duty and keep your bathroom clean. So just take advantage of the shower steam to wipe off the mirror and the countertops and the tile walls if you have a tile shower with a microfiber cloth or a squeegee. It's a very quick and easy way to keep the moisture down and to keep that mold and mildew from growing as quickly as it might.
Yeah, and then I think, you guys, you need to prioritize the order that you're doing the tasks, because, does cleaning up kind of feel like it takes longer than it should? So then prioritize the cleaning order by starting with the tasks that require a machine, like the dishwasher or washing machine. Then you can complete any other tasks on your list while those machines are doing the work they're supposed to be doing.
And it's also smart to think about how you're vacuuming or mopping, because when you're doing that, what you want to do is start at the point farthest away from the door and work your way out. This way you won't have to remop shoe prints off the floor or anything else that happens to drop along the way.
Yeah. Now, another thing is, while you're cleaning and tidying up, you also want to take this chance to declutter, because if your kids are leaving their toys all over the place, you can declutter, you can put things away as you're cleaning, and that's going to kind of keep those nighttime tripping hazards at bay, because that's, I feel, always when the tripping things happen. It's dark, you're headed to the bathroom or something, or somebody's calling you, and then you step on a toy. It's all terrible.
Well, you can also save some money and make your own cleaners. If you think about it, store-bought cleaning supplies are pretty expensive. They can also have some harsh chemicals and be a bit smelly, to the point of actually bringing on headaches in some people. And there are a lot of advantages to making your own cleaners. It does save money, and you know exactly what's in there, and you control the scent. If you've got young kids, you can make homemade cleaners, like, for example, vinegar and water solution,
that works as an all-purpose cleaner, and it will not be harmful to your children. It does a pretty darn good job of keeping your countertops and your windows clean.
Now, guys, I'm here to tell you, a clean home just doesn't have to be a pipe dream when you've got kids. I mean, I work hard to keep the house tidy, and I have kids who really work hard to keep the house not tidy. So you just kind of have to break down the chores into manageable chunks so that they can fit into your super busy parenting schedule. I promise you can have both, kids and a clean house.
Amy in Michigan's on the line with a condensation question. How can we help you?
I live in a house that's about 15 years old, and every winter I have the same problem. I've been here for 3 years, but I have condensation on the inside of my windows. I think they're pretty decent windows. I know when we had the home inspection, the guy said these are really good windows. Just wondering what I can do to control it.
Now, when you're talking about this is in your living room, you're saying?
It's actually in just about every room of the house. It's worse in my bedrooms. And it's gotten, it seems like it's getting worse in other areas of the house.
Well, the reason that your windows condense is because they're not insulated properly. I'm going to presume that they're thermal pane windows. Is that correct?
They are.
They're thermal pane windows, but they're not very good thermal panes because the windows are super cold. So what happens is when the warm, moist air inside your house strikes them, it condenses. So what can you do at this point in time short of replacing the windows? You could take some steps to try to reduce the volume of moisture that's inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
This might include taking a look to make sure that your outside drainage is done properly so that you're not collecting water. Do you have a basement?
We do.
Okay, so you want to make sure that you have gutters on the house, downspouts that are clean, downspouts that are extended away, soil that's sloping away from the walls, that sort of thing reduces soil moisture. Dehumidification in the basement can help.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do it with a portable or a whole house dehumidifier.
Depending on your heating system.
Making sure that your bath fans are exhausted outside, making sure that your kitchen range hood is exhausted outside. Those are the sorts of things that will reduce the volume of humidity in the house. But I think until you get better quality windows in there that are better insulated, you're still going to continue to have this to some degree because it's just sort of the nature of the beast. If it's really cold outside and it's really warm and moist inside, that condensation is going to form the same way it happens in the summer when you go outside with a glass of ice water and you get droplets on the outside. It's just the nature of the condensation.
Why does it seem worse when I have the blinds drawn? Are the blinds down and closed? And then there's more condensation in the windows.
Because the windows are probably colder when the blinds are down. The warm air inside the house is not getting to the glass as readily. So the windows are probably a little colder when the blinds down. You have less air circulation across it, so you're not drying off some of that moisture probably as quickly as you would have.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So do what you can to reduce the amount of humidity inside the house, and then keep an eye on them. But I think eventually you're going to want to think about replacing your windows, and you can do that in stages. Start on the north side first because that's going to be the coldest side of the house and the side that will give you the best return on investment.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, choosing the right dishwasher can make your dishes come out clean and save you energy. We're going to tell you how you can find the most energy-efficient model for your home when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on today? If you're thinking about a home improvement project, think about calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT because we can help.
George in Utah's on the line with some sort of subfloor issue over at their Money Pit. What is going on?
Yeah, I got a bathroom floor that's starting to crack in places. Made of tile. So I, the flooring underneath it is crumbling, and I'm just not sure what to fix it with.
Are they big tiles? Are they wide tiles, like 12-inch wide tiles, or what?
They're about, they're your standard 12 by.
Yeah, I figured that. You know, when you have those big tiles, the floors have to be that much stronger because, you know, there's no flex in those big tiles. I mean, if you have, you know, if you have mosaic tiles and they're only an inch by an inch, all those grout lines give you a little bit of flex. But in those big tiles, it's got to be rock solid. So there's no easy fix for this. You're looking at having to tear out that floor and properly rebuild it. If you want the big wide tiles, you're going to have to take out everything that's there down to the subfloor, put in new plywood subfloor, probably pretty thick subfloor too, so it's really strong, or maybe even go with a mesh mud floor, where basically you put mesh down, then you put a mix of concrete over that floor, a slurry mix, and then level it out and then glue the tile on top of that so that it's absolutely rock hard and perfectly flat. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you get any deviation in that space, you're going to break that tile.
Well, getting the dinner dishes clean is a lot easier when you use a dishwasher instead of washing them by hand. But do you have the best dishwasher for that job? First of all, you want to make sure that your dishwasher is Energy Star rated. I mean, that's really a good first step. Besides saving you hours of time each week, a new dishwasher with an Energy Star certification will use 12% less energy and 30% less water than a standard dishwasher model.
Yeah, it's really smart when shopping for a dishwasher to look for that Energy Star symbol. This is going to indicate you're dealing with the best models that have met strict energy efficiency standards. And these models actually use less than half of the energy it takes to wash dishes by hand, and they can save you more than 8,000 gallons of water a year. You know, a standard size model only costs about $35 a year to run, so not much at all.
Now, dishwashing technology has also improved dramatically in recent years. New Energy Star models have features like soil sensors, improved water filtration, and more efficient jets. They also have dish racks that are designed to reduce energy and water consumption while improving performance. So, I mean, you still may fight with your spouse about whether you need to pre-wash the dishes or not. I mean, I feel like that fight's never going to go away, but at least you've got a dishwasher that's totally going to kick butt and save you money.
And all those bells and whistles are going to get your dishes as clean as a whistle while saving you time, money, and energy. You know, I really appreciate the Energy Star program because it standardizes energy efficiency. So if you as a consumer want to buy an appliance or a television or anything that's energy efficient, all you need to do is to look for that Energy Star rating. I mean, even when it comes to buying houses, they have Energy Star certified houses now as well. So it's a really smart program to follow and one you can really rely on when it comes to making those investments.
Susan and George is on the line with a cleaning question. How can we help you today?
Hi. My husband and I have purchased a 1920 Craftsman house.
Okay.
That's a beautiful home.
Oh, it is stunning. It will be. It's been neglected. And all the interior walls that we've exposed so far have antique heartwood pine.
Okay.
And so my question is, not only cleaning, it's kind of threefold. First, I need to clean it. It hasn't been cleaned in years. You know, and what is the best way to do that? As well as, after I clean it, I was thinking, you know, what is the best way to restore it? The wood is dry and maintain it.
So when you say restore it, I mean, do you want to refinish these pine walls?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
They are, I mean, it's antique heartwood pine. They can be really, really pretty.
Yeah.
But because the house has, you know, some, it had old coal fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
So they are
really
grungy.
Well, I would say clean it first, then we know how much more work you have to do. Right, Leslie?
Yeah.
What do you clean it with?
Well, because it's wood, you can't use a lot of moisture, but I would try something like Murphy's oil soap.
And that's okay to do on unfinished wood?
Yeah. I mean, it probably has some sort of base finish on it, does it not?
No, it does not.
There's no finish on it at all?
No. We actually, when we purchased the house, they had put up wallpaper on it.
New idea. If it's completely unfinished, then you're going to have to sand it. So I would start with one section, and I would lightly sand it and see where it goes. I would use a medium grit, like a 100, 150 grit, and take it from there. Now, I would you know, sand it very carefully by hand to start with, just kind of see what I'm working with. If it looks like it's going to work out for you, then I would definitely rent or even buy, they're not that expensive, a vibrating sander.
I actually tried sanding it in one area that's going to be a water heater closet, and it didn't work so well. There was so much, I guess, tannic acid or in it. It wasn't working very well.
If you want to try cleaning it with something else that's a little more heavy duty, you could try TSP. And since you've got this water heater closet, this could be your experimental room.
Right.
But you could use trisodium phosphate, which is something that you can buy in a home center. It's usually near the wallpaper
in the paint
section. And you mix it up with water, and it's pretty good at pulling stains out of things. But I've never used it on raw wood. I don't see it why you couldn't give it a try, though.
Yeah, I didn't know if mineral spirits or...
No. That's going to do nothing but set it. I would try the TSP, but if that doesn't work, you're just going to have to sand this.
And okay, that's fine.
You're going to sand enough to eventually cut through it. I mean, it's not black all the way through, so eventually you're going to cut through to fresh wood.
Right.
And then once you sand it, what you're probably going to do is stain it, and that will even out the color. So I would use a Minwax stain, oil-based Minwax stain, and I would stain it to even out the color, and then I would finish it with a clear finish.
Perfect. You have answered my question, and I'm so glad I talked to you. I didn't realize the mineral spirits would set it, so thank you guys so very much.
This is the Money Pit. Hey guys, are you feeling chilly drafts, but you're not really sure where they're coming from? Well, we're going to share some common places that drafts are sneaking into your house when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, before you spend more time on your next home improvement project, why don't you spend some time with the Money Pit podcast? You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods.
All right, now we've got Richard calling in. What can we do for you today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. We've got carpet in the basement. We just bought this house about 6 months ago, and they've got some kind of mold issue, and I'm not going to mess with it. I'm just going to rip it out. I don't want to recarpet it, and I don't want concrete floors. I've heard laminated wood, engineered wood, plastic wood. Could you give me a nickel education on this?
Well, absolutely. First of all, you're really smart to tear out carpet from a basement. For all the reasons you stated, I mean, carpet is like, it's a filter, and you put it down in the basement, it traps dust, mites, and allergens. It holds moisture in, and it can be a very unhealthy situation. So removing that, going down the concrete and thinking about a hard surface flooring is a wise move. You do have options. The two best options would be laminate flooring and engineered hardwood flooring. A good source for both products is Lumber Liquidators. They have good products, good prices, great experts there. We've had them on the show a number of times. And whether or not you go with laminate or hardwood, the installation is going to be really important. You're going to follow their directions on that. Make sure you have the appropriate vapor barriers down. Now, engineered hardwood is just like regular hardwood, except that it's made kind of like plywood with different layers that overlap. And this gives it dimensional stability, which is the reason you could put it in a damp area like a basement.
Right, but then the top layer is actually the hardwood veneer of the hardwood that you're looking at. So it's truly a beautiful floor.
Okay, cool.
Now, laminate is also an option, and the laminate flooring today is absolutely gorgeous. And I'm telling you, in many cases, you cannot tell that it isn't hardwood floor because it looks so good. If you decide not to go with a hardwood look, you could get a laminate. Like, I have Lumber Liquidators laminate in my kitchen. It looks like stone, and it's beautiful. It's tough. We've raised three kids on it. You just can't kill this stuff. So I would take a look at LumberLiquidators.com. Take a look at either laminate or engineered hardwood, not solid hardwood, because that will move if it gets damp or wet, but only engineered. Does that make sense, Rich?
That makes great sense. Thank you so much.
Well, if you've been feeling drafts this chilly winter and blaming your windows, the windows aren't the only way that air leaks are sneaking into your house. Now, your outside walls may have some even bigger holes to worry about. I'm talking about those outlets that are on exterior walls of the house. Those can be huge energy wasters.
Yeah, but air that leaks through these holes can be easily sealed. So to do that, turn the power off, remove the outlet or light cover plates, and install inexpensive foam gaskets. These are going to lay on top of the outlet or the light switch. They slightly overlap the hole in the wall, the box where it was cut out. And then when you put the cover plates back on, they compress back down, and they seal out drafts. They'll stop those energy dollars from leaking right out of your wallet.
Now we've got Sue on the line who needs some help removing wallpaper. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I live in an older house that has every single wall in the house is wallpapered.
Okay.
And I'm really sick of wallpaper.
Yeah. Probably a lot of years of wallpaper, too, huh, Sue?
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, as a decorator, wallpaper is coming back in a big way, and big, bold patterns sometimes work really well in interesting spaces, but they might not always be what everybody wants. Now, Sue, tell me, is it paper or is it vinyl?
I think it might be a vinyl.
Okay. Now, with vinyl, you're going to need to score that wall covering first, only because the vinyl is going to, you know, stop any of your efforts from actually getting to where the paste is. Now, I've done this before, and it depends on how you've actually put up the paper and how long it's been there and what it is adhered to. You know, was the drywall behind it prepared first? That's all going to depend on your success rate in removing the wallpaper. But believe it or not, and it's definitely worth trying. It doesn't always work, but it has been successful many times for me. You can actually remove wallpaper with fabric softener.
Really?
I know it sounds crazy, but
works
you can
great.
Mix about a third of a cup fabric softener with two-thirds of a cup hot water,
Or you can even do it with, what is it, laundry starch, equal amounts of laundry starch and hot water. And the laundry starch, the benefit I find with that is that it ends up being like a thicker consistency, so it holds the moisture on the wallpaper where you want it, whereas the fabric softener and water is a little bit wetter. But you, if you're using the fabric softener, you want to put it in a spray bottle, spritz that wallpaper, get it super wet, let it sit there for 10 to 15 minutes. That wallpaper, you're going to feel it start to loosen, and then you're going to peel it away, start at the bottom, work your way to the top. You may need a scraper to sort of get underneath it and, you know, give it a lot of elbow grease. But with the laundry starch and hot water, you can put that on with a paint roller or a sponge, super wet the walls again, let it stand until you can peel away. And I would start there before I start, you know, renting steamers and, you know, getting crazy chemicals. Just start and see your success rate.
Okay. It sounds easier than I thought it would be.
Well, that's what we're here for. Thanks so much, Sue, for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, and good luck with that wallpaper
project.
Well,
thank you. I'm going to be starting it probably in the next couple of weeks.
Good. And then we'll talk to you next year when you're finished, okay?
No, I'm going to consider that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Coming up on the Money Pit, we're going to help somebody out who's dealing with an entry foyer that's taken a lot of abuse this winter season from all the weather. We're going to come up with a solution to keep that looking great when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Stuff. And the reason I like this over the luxury vinyl plank, it's a little more expensive, but the boards are stiffer. And so they kind of tend to lay flatter in an older house where you get a little more waves in the floor, so less flooring prep before you put it down. But that's my two cents. I would stay away from the tile because you're right. It's going to be a boatload of work to keep that clean.
All right, Greg, I hope that helps you out because you can find a floor that looks great and is durable for that spot. So good luck on your hunt. Now we've got Tyler who says, I want to paint our brick fireplace white. I know painting it means it's permanent, which is fine with me. However, I saw that there are white brick stains and wanted to know if a white stain would be better than a regular paint.
It comes down to cleanability, right? I mean, you can't clean stained brick.
It really depends. So a stain on brick is going to be more saturated into the brick itself. It's going to give you more of like a washy look, whereas a paint over brick is going to like seal over the top of the brick, and then you'll be able to clean it. Either way, whatever you put on is going to suck into that brick itself, so to get back to a natural brick surface is virtually impossible without a tremendous amount of work. But you say you're okay with that. You want to keep it painted. And sometimes white painted brick, I know I'm saying this, looks really nice. I know. You got to sort of weigh the differences here. Do you want to be able to clean it? Do you want it to be more solid? Then paint is the way. If you want it to be more sort of washy looking and very soft, but still have that like brick stony feel to it, then that's a stain. So those are your two choices. Either way, I'm sure you're going to love it. Just make a choice knowing, you know, what the maintenance is.
Yeah, absolutely. But if your fireplace tends to be the least bit smoky, then definitely paint it because you'll never get that smoke out on top of the stain.
Yeah, that is true.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so happy that you are. We hope that we've been able to give you some tips, some ideas, some actionable advice that help you improve your home, help you take care of your home, help you decorate your home, help you fix your home while saving money, saving energy, saving time, and making that place as comfortable as it can be. Remember, if you've got questions, you can reach us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit, or always by posting your questions on MoneyPit.com. For now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Memphis police chief has disbanded the city's so-called Scorpion unit, citing, her words, a cloud of dishonor from newly released video that showed some of its officers beating a man to death after stopping the motorist. Former President Trump spoke to a small crowd in South Carolina this evening, the second of two campaign appearances today. Earlier, he was the keynote speaker at the New Hampshire State GOP annual meeting, where he said voters need to send him back to the White House in 2024.
We're going to defeat Joe Biden and the radical Democrats. These are radical left people. I think in many cases they're Marxists and communists, and I used to say that. Seldom. Now I say it all the time because they are. You look at what they're doing to our country.
The two states hold two of the party's first three nominating contests, giving them enormous power in selecting the next nominee for president. Frustration on both sides of the aisle after senators were blocked from viewing classified documents seized from both President Biden and his predecessor.
The senators were not allowed to see the documents during a closed-door briefing last Wednesday with the National Intelligence Director. Director citing the ongoing special counsel investigations. One GOP senator, Tom Cotton, who is a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says he and other Republicans will hold up President Biden's nominees until the administration shares with Congress the documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and at Mr. Biden's home in Delaware and office in Washington. Ken Lorman reporting.
Petro Pavel, a retired Army general, decisively defeated populist billionaire Andre Babiš in a runoff today to become the Czech Republic's new president. The 61-year-old Pavel will succeed controversy courting Miloš Zeman in the largely ceremonial but prestigious post. His election is expected to cement the country's Western orientation. News and analysis, townhall.com.
It's Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A Palestinian gunman opened fire in East Jerusalem, wounding two people less than a day after a fatal shooting outside a synagogue in the deadliest attack in the city since 2008.
According to paramedics, both were fully conscious and in moderate to serious condition in the hospital. The attacker was shot and wounded by police. The attack, coming just a day before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was set to arrive in the region, has raised the possibility of even greater conflict in what is already one of the bloodiest months in Israel and the occupied West Bank in several years. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a series of punitive steps against the Palestinians in response. The steps include new moves to strengthen Jewish settlements. Meanwhile, the Biden administration opposes Israeli settlement construction in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, territories claimed by the Palestinians for a future state. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
John Scott takes a look at how our week ended on Wall Street.
The stock's closing higher on Wall Street, marking the market's third winning week in the last four. American Express helped lead the way. It jumped after giving a profit forecast that topped expectations. Next week could be even busier for the markets. The Federal Reserve expected to announce its latest increase to interest rates. A report on Friday showed that inflation is continuing to cool, raising hopes for a smaller increase that is less painful.
On the Sunday news shows, ABC's This Week has Ben Crump, the lawyer who represents the family of Tyree Nichols, a man beaten to death by Memphis police officers. NBC's Meet the Press has Ohio GOP Representative Jim Jordan. CBS's Face the Nation House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, along with Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Is there a project on your to-do list for the days, the weeks ahead? Still a little chilly out, but spring will be here before you know it. And that's when we get to take the gloves off or put them on and get going with home improvement projects around the house. If you've got something you're planning, we can give you some tips, some ideas, some advice on how you can get it done quickly, efficiently, save some money, and have it come out even better than you imagined. So reach out to us with your questions starting right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, wouldn't it be nice to be able to tour around your house and know exactly where all that extra energy is being wasted? Well, there's a new tool out now from the Department of Energy that helps you do exactly that. We're going to explain how it works and how it can reveal which home improvements will save you the most money and energy.
And also coming up, unstable dressers that tip over and injure or even kill young children are tragically a common statistic. That's why there's a new law that's seeking to save lives with mandatory furniture standards to prevent those tip-over dangers. We're going to share the details just ahead.
And also ahead, if you own a home, nobody likes surprises, like when things break down unexpectedly. But by setting a realistic household budget for home maintenance, you can reduce those little surprises, or some of the big ones, as well as the expense of emergency repairs. So we're going to have a rule of thumb to help you know exactly how much to save just ahead.
But first, are you guys dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle this year? Well, if you can dream it, you can for sure do it. And Team Money Pit can definitely help you get those projects done. We've got ideas to help you save money, get that project started, get that project finished, and help you out all along the way. So definitely give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com. Leslie, who's first?
All right, now we've got Christine on the line who's got a question about grout. What is going on at your money pit?
So I have a renovation going on, and one bathroom has white shower tile and white floor tile, and I wanted to use white grout on both the shower wall and the floor. My architect says don't use white. It'll get so dirty so fast. My boss says she has two rooms, and they're both all white grout, and they don't get dirty. And then there was somebody else who said, you know, there's opinions on both sides. I want to know what
right.
is the right answer.
Okay. Well, Leslie, I think it really comes down to the type of grout. I mean, if it's sand grout, it's much more likely to get dirty than if it's an epoxy grout, right?
Yeah, and it also depends, you know, if you treat it after the grout is applied. You know, there are some steps you can take to make sure that once the grout is applied, it can stay cleaner longer. And there's different ways that you can apply that grout sealer as well.
Okay. So,
taking notes?
Yeah.
So we think
that white's probably a fine choice. And yes, there may be a bit more maintenance, but if you do seal, if it's sand grout, like the whiter grout joints, like for the floor, and you seal those properly, you minimize that. And for the tile walls, if you use an epoxy grout, then you really have no worries, because that's just almost as easy to clean as the tile itself.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Now we've got Dan on the line calling us from Madison, Mississippi. How can we help you today at the Money Pit?
I've decorated several homes, and just recently I was at my mom's down in Woodville, Mississippi, decorating her house. She has a house that's on the National Registry on Main Street. And we did her Christmas tree, and we used probably 12 strands of lights, and it was gorgeous. And we left the room for 15 minutes, came back, and every one of the lights were out.
Did you blow a fuse?
I didn't know anything about the fuses being in the wires, and I didn't know that there was a maximum number of strings.
Well, you do now. You do now.
Yes, I do. So I did not know that there was the fuses, so I began to take all the lights off and try and start over. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So I know that y'all can give me some great advice on this subject, and I wanted to call y'all because I listen to y'all every Saturday morning on the way to work in Jackson, Mississippi.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, like, you know, when it comes to those holiday light strings, if they're incandescent, even if they're the mini bulbs, you usually can't put more than about three of them together before you start to risk blowing the fuses. And as you've discovered, the fuses are the tiniest little things, and they're mounted inside the male end of the fuse plug. And you have to open those up, pop them out, and replace them. A better option would have been to go with LED strings, which are so widely available today. In fact, I bought one just today to replace an incandescent line of mini bulbs that had burnt out for like $9, 100 bulbs. You can't beat it. They're super bright, and you could put about 12 to 15 of those strings together and not have to ever worry about blowing a fuse.
My partner is big on the LEDs. He's our tech guy, I call him, and he was saying we needed to switch everything over to LEDs because it's so much cheaper, you know, also
yep.
with the cost effectiveness. And everything. I have found that I buy a lot of my decorations. I work for Goodwill Industries.
Right.
And you would be shocked at the amazing deals you can find on Christmas decorations at your local Goodwill stores.
I bet.
A lot of people know that or not.
Huh. How about that? Well, that's a really good point.
That's probably one of the number one items we have donated at Goodwill stores.
Yeah, well, why not? You know, that's a great, it's a great place to get your decor.
It is. It is. So,
and even for if anything else you want to upcycle throughout the year, there's great furniture there that with a little paint and TLC could take on a whole second life.
It surely can. So stick with the three strands, change out the fuses, and
yep.
upgrade next year is y'all's advice.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thank y'all. I certainly appreciate it.
All right, now we're going to catch back up with Dot in Arizona. We gave some ideas on her kitchen remodel, and we want to hear how it went. Dot, what's going on?
Our electrician came, and he ended up chiseling out a hole in the concrete slab and running conduit through it and made our pass through what used to be a peninsula, turned it into an island for us. So we got it all solved.
Oh, that's great. So, in other words, you were trying to put down a laminate floor, and you were wondering how to get the wiring from one side of the kitchen over to the island, which, by its very nature, is an island. So you had to do that in a way that would be invisible. Well, that was probably a lot of work for the electrician, but I'm glad it worked out.
It did. It worked out great. He did a super job. But I listen to your show, and I appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, the folks at EnergySaver.gov just launched a virtual tool that's going to allow consumers to experience ways to save energy firsthand. We're going to explain how it works to keep more money in your pocket next.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? You got some big plans for 2023? Maybe you're thinking of changing around the house, maybe buying a new house, maybe tackling just some small projects. Well, whatever it is, before you go ahead and spend time on those next home improvement projects, spend some time with Team Money Pit at the Money Pit Podcast. You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods. All right, now we've got Justin on the line, who's from Philly but living in D.C. with a question for the Money Pit. How can we help you?
So I just got a new house in D.C., got a great foundation. It's a lot of home to love and a lot of home to fix, so we're just getting started on that.
Okay.
And the basement while in good condition from a moisture perspective, does have asbestos tile, and that asbestos seems to have been raised up in some points at different due to construction from previous tenants of the house. Looks like they did some electric work. So, you know, you see that black mastic and you have the asbestos tile. I'm getting it tested now, actually. So I wanted to know, I don't want to try to do a self-leveling compound over it or anything because I would have to basically self-level compound the entire basement. And then the next people living in this house might get a surprise in the future when they're trying to do construction themselves.
Right.
So I wanted to know, what's the best way to go about this, because it seems to be very prohibitively expensive. It's, you know, the entire, you know, probably 800 square foot basement. When I'm getting some estimates from people, it looks like it's going to be like $4,000, $5,000 bucks. And, you know, I'm willing to put that type of investment in if it's the right thing to do, because we want to put down some, you know, floating vinyl, luxury vinyl flooring or something like that. And I just want to get your input.
Okay, so first of all, the asbestos tile, we're talking about vinyl asbestos tile, and is it reasonably intact in terms of its condition right now?
Much of it is, and then there's one room. It's a two-room with a hallway type of basement. One room, they had to do some electric work or something. They clearly dug up a lot of it and then, you know, put something over where they dug up. And so there's one part where it looks like they did some damage, but then they tried to do some repair to reduce the damage, that type of thing. But yeah,
is the floor itself pretty flat?
The floor itself is, I you know, I haven't put a level to it, but it looks relatively flat except for that part where it was
did the work, right?
Yeah, and it's very not level there, like probably maybe half a centimeter in difference.
Okay, so well, first of all, the type of asbestos that you're describing is asbestos that's held inside of a vinyl binder. When you have asbestos in an old house that was used like heating pipe, old steam pipes, it looks kind of like a corrugated cardboard, but it's white. Or sometimes you see it on old ducts where it looks almost like it was covered with like a plaster cloth. Those types of asbestos products are much more likely to release asbestos fibers into the air. When you're talking about asbestos tile or cement asbestos shingle like you might see on the outside of the house, you have a far lower chance of being exposed to any asbestos with that kind of product because it's just held by the binder. It's not friable. It's not deteriorated. If I had that on a floor, I would leave it alone. I would put my new flooring right on top of it. I would not take it up because by taking it up, you risk, you know, breaking some of those fibers loose. I don't really see any reason to do it. It's pretty thin stuff. And you could put a luxury vinyl floor, like an extruded vinyl plank, right on top of that. But I will say that regardless of what you do about the asbestos, when you get to that area that is not level, there you may need to do some floor leveling compound because those vinyl products are not very forgiving to uneven floors, and they tend to have a lot of difficulty with the joints, the tongue and groove locking joints, sticking together when the floor gets a little out of control like that. The other option, of course, would be laminate floor, which is a little more sturdy in terms of locking joints. But the vinyl plank does really, really well. I was just speaking with a friend of mine this weekend who called in the midst of a basement vinyl plank project. She had bought all of the vinyl planking from one store, and she was snapping it together. And she says, it's not staying together. I get three boards down, and the other end comes out. So after confirming that she was absolutely positively putting it together the right way, I said, stop what you're doing. Take it back to the store. And it was hard because, you know, you get a head of steam going, you really want to finish this project. But at that point, that particular product just was not suitable for this location. And I said, put it back in the box, take it back to the store, and you need to buy a better product. I sent her over to Lumber Liquidators because I had actually used one of their luxury vinyl plank products there. It was called Core Lux, I think. And I used it in my mom's kitchen, and she was thrilled with the results. And I found that it was pretty easy to work with. But I think I would just tend to go right on top of that asbestos vinyl tile. I would not pull it up.
And you'd try doing the self-leveling compound. You wouldn't try using, I know they come in with the hazmats and all that to try to pull it up. You would not.
Why would you go through all that trouble? No, I mean, that one area, no, I would just try to get whatever I had in there done to make it work. And you may not even be compound. You might even fill in, you know, some of it with a solid material so that you have less compound to do.
Yeah, that's where the craftsmanship part of the job comes in. But in terms of that floor, I don't think I would take the asbestos vinyl. I don't think there's a big risk even having it in the house because, again, it's not loose. It's not deteriorated. It's not likely to be released to the air. I think the risk happens when you start tearing it all up.
Yeah, I was only worried because it may not only be the tile, but it might also be the mastic beneath. But, you know, if both are okay. That was kind of what I was feeling, but I also wanted peace of mind, like, oh, maybe I should remove it. I'm not sure.
You don't want to pull the loose thread on the suit, you know what I mean? Sometimes it comes right out, and sometimes the whole thing comes apart. So I would stay away from that, and I would just go right over it. This is why we call home improvement an adventure, because you never know how it's going to end up.
Yeah, for sure. We're looking forward to doing it, though.
All right. Well, listen, good luck with that project, and let us know how you make out, Justin, okay?
Yeah, will do. Thank you so much.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to be able to tour around your house and know exactly where energy is being wasted? You know, there's a new tool out from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory that can help you do just that.
Yeah, it's an interactive tool. It's called the Energy Efficient House Tool, and it's online, and it allows consumers to virtually go throughout a house and explore ways to save energy and money throughout the entire space. Now, the tour is really beneficial as a tool for anybody who wants to know which area of their home is going to provide the most benefit from an energy-saving improvement. Like maybe you're trying to decide between windows and a new water heater or more insulation. It will tell you what the benefit is on a product-by-product basis.
Yeah, and it's super easy to use. Now, the tool is going to let you click on different areas of the home to learn how to save money and energy in that specific spot. In many cases, it tells you how much energy you'll save or at what point making an improvement makes sense. So, for example, if you were thinking about replacing that water heater with maybe a tankless model, now the tool will explain that this only makes sense if you use 41 gallons of water a day. Otherwise, it's smart to stick with a regular tank type of water heater. So it definitely gives you workable examples there so you can really figure out how it best plays into your home.
Yeah, there's even a whole section that's called energy efficient window attachments. So what's a window attachment? Well, they're talking about window films or even awnings, and that's going to help you determine where those improvements really make sense. So check out the interactive energy efficient house tool at energysaver.gov, and see how it can help you in making those important decisions.
Marlon, Louisiana is on the line and has a question about a porch. What's going on?
I have an old house built in 1910. It has about 22 columns on the porches, two-story. And my question is, if I want to take in part of my porch downstairs and screen it in or just take it in and make a sunroom, how can I do that with those huge columns in the way? Because they are not a perfect shape and they're round and they have the big Corinthian beautiful caps on top. So how would I do that? Would I have to take the columns off and just box in the porch?
Marla, that is a huge project. I mean, Leslie, if she said she has 22 columns on that house now, I mean, columns like that, they're not designed to be boxed in. Plus, I'm sure those columns are probably holding up a good portion of the roof. So to even disassemble and move them, you would need to support what's behind it. And if you were to kind of square them off, I think it would ruin the architectural view of the house right now. So I think the best thing for you to do is to talk with an architect and have them redesign the front of the house to get closer to what you want to do. This style does not lend itself to modification. I think it would be kind of odd to have a screened-in porch sort of shoved into a space that is covered by all those columns. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, the columns definitely are part of what makes that house the architectural style. So by changing that, you're definitely modifying the look of the house. And what else do you have to do to sort of accommodate that new look so it doesn't seem like a mishmash of styles? So I think there's a lot to be done there. It's just a matter of sticking with an architectural style you like and making sure that's consistent. And to do so, you definitely need an architect to help you along the way.
Yeah, this is not an easy porch to enclose because you're completely changing the style of the house. So I think that's the best place for you to start.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, unstable furniture poses a very serious and potentially deadly danger for young kids. But a new law is going to set some standards to help keep them safe. Find out what you should be looking for when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And call it home, well, we can be there with you. Just reach out to us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions on moneypit.com.
John in Missouri is on the line and is needing some help purchasing a new money pit. How can we help you?
Me and my wife are planning on building a guest house on our property, and we were wondering if it'd be better to build from the ground up or to have a prefabricated house built.
Well, either is a really good option. You know, the advantage of prefab homes is that they go together much more quickly, and there's various levels of prefabrication. You know, you can get the home built in sections, or you can get a panelized home where the walls are assembled. And, you know, I've seen many of these homes go together, and they're extremely well built. You know, building a lot of these things in a factory gives you the ability to control a lot of things it's hard to control on the site, you know, accuracy of all the cutting and the measurements and the humidity of the wood and that sort of thing. I think either way, you really can't go wrong. And building it prefab would bring it together quicker if that's something that you're interested in.
Nice. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us, John, at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and let us know how that build goes.
Thank you.
Well, for years, hundreds of young children have been killed and thousands more have been injured by unstable furniture toppling over on top of them. On average, tipped furniture or falling televisions send a child to the emergency room every 24 minutes. This is nuts. Now, if you've got kids, you all want to know about a new law aimed specifically at preventing these deadly accidents that occur all too often.
Yeah, it's called the STURDY Act, which stands for Stop Tipovers of Unstable, Risky Dressers on Youth. I got to give it to the government and their acronyms, right?
I mean, it's a really clever one.
That's a mouthful. But anyway, the law sets mandatory safety standards for all dressers and similar products that are made or sold in the United States. It was passed after years of investigations by Consumer Reports and advocacy from parents groups, including accident survivors and those who lost their own children. Previously, there were only somewhat weaker voluntary safety standards in place, but now it's the law.
Yeah, now the law is establishing rules for dresser sturdiness and strengthening testing requirements. Now, dresser safety will need to reflect real-world use, like resting on carpets, containing the weight of clothing, and standing with multiple drawers open while remaining stable. And if you're looking to furnish your home, you've got to look for strong warning labels that have also been mandated.
Yeah, and if you're buying new furniture, it's probably going to come with a brace that will attach that furniture to the wall. But if you have existing furniture, you can buy those braces or straps. And basically what they do is they attach to the furniture, and then they attach to the wall. So if the furniture starts to tip in that direction, the brace or the strap will hold it back and preventing it from falling over and potentially hurting someone very seriously.
Yeah, I remember I bought a dresser not too long ago, last year as a matter of fact, from IKEA, and I had to sign something saying that I was receiving the anchor and that I would use it, and I guess also releasing them from liability.
Yeah, and I will say that IKEA has been providing those safety straps for years and years and years. I remember when our kids were very young, they still had those in the package. Of course, nobody knew what they were for back then. I did, of course, and always put them in, but a lot of folks didn't, and they're so important. I'm really glad to see that that we're finally getting some legislation to hold manufacturers responsible for this, because it's really a very critical thing to do.
Risa in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I need someone to recommend a really good gutter guard so that I don't have to keep cleaning my gutters all the time, because every time we're up there, it gets more dangerous because we're getting older, and they keep getting clogged because we have big trees around our house. We have maple, ash, and big firs. And so consequently, you've got tiny little needles, pointy little seeds, and big, flat, wide ones.
Okay, well, there's a number of different types of gutter guards, and on MoneyPit.com, we have a very popular article that kind of walks you through the different types and tells you whether or not they're worth it or not. The type of gutter guard that I seem to like the best are the ones that are mesh, a really thin mesh that has tiny holes in it that are permanently attached to the gutters themselves. And then the water basically runs through it and the leaves kind of wash off it. So I've had good success with that type of gutter guard personally. So that's something that you might want to look into. They also have different types of nylon gutter guards, or one called, like we call it, the bottle brush, where like the brush sort of lays in the gutter. But the kind that are mesh, I think, seem to work the best. There's a number of manufacturers out there that do that. And then the second type I would look at is called the reverse curve. And that's a piece of metal that goes up under the roof shingle and over the top of the gutter. And basically, because water will sort of hug that gutter guard, it will run into the gutter and the leaves will wash over the top. But if you go to MoneyPit.com and search for cost of gutter guards, are they worth it, you'll find that story. It'll walk you through all the options.
Well, I can try, but the biggest problem I've had is the big, fat maple leaves, because they just stick to just about every gutter thing I've tried, and then the water over them.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, I think a lot of the gutter guards that are out there, you find home centers just don't work very well. But I found that the reverse curve and the mesh gutter guards seem to be the best. I will caution you, though, one sort of problem I have with the gutter guard industry is they tend to try to hard sell you on these systems. So I would just make sure I find a very reputable company to deal with on that. I remember having a very bad experience some years ago where I was just strolling down the boardwalk in New Jersey, and there was a home show going on, and there was a gentleman there that was just kind of pulled me out of the crowd, wanted to sell me in gutter guards, and so I just kind of let him talk, and man, I could not get him to tell me how much his product cost. He kept trying to get my wife and I home in the house at the same time so that he could try to close the deal. And I'm saying, look, what if I had a 60-foot ranch, you know, with a one-story house with 4 leaders and a gutter in the front and back? I was trying to think of, like, the simplest gutter job I could think of. Even then, he could not, or probably more accurately, would not quote me what his prices were. So that's a problem. It shouldn't be that hard to figure this out. So just be careful in making sure you find a good guy. Head on over to homeadvisor.com and read the reviews on the roofing contractors there. I'm sure you could find one through that site.
I will. I'll check yours first and go to the next one.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call in your home repair, your home improvement, design, plumbing, heating, whatever question, 24/7 right here to 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, are you getting around to formulating your yearly budget? Do you know how much money you should set aside for maintenance on your home each year? Well, we're going to give you a formula to help you figure that out after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment.
Lux Rock and other dice coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging, and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you want to be inspired for your next home improvement project? Well, don't miss the Money Pit podcast with new episodes and great ideas coming at you every Monday and Thursday.
You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods.
Mike in Missouri is on the line with a roofing question. What is going on at your house?
Okay, my problem is I have a stain on my ceiling in my second floor hallway, which is directly underneath my AC unit. I went up in the attic, I look on the roof, and I was thinking maybe it was blown in the ridge vent. I looked all around the beams. I couldn't see anything. I didn't see any water. But I noticed the AC unit itself, it kind of seemed like there was condensation on it, and there was little rust spots in the corner.
Right.
The house is only about 8 years old.
What I think is going on is one of two possibilities. If it is condensation, it can happen in the winter, but it has nothing to do with the AC system. When you go up into the attic, here's a home inspector's trick of the trade. I learned something in 20 years doing this. When you look up on the underside of the roof sheathing, you're going to see the nails that come through it from the shingles.
Right.
If the tips of those nails are rusty, then you have got a lot of vapor pressure, a lot of condensation, humidity that's building up in the attic, forming that condensation and dripping down. That's one way you can get water drips on the ceiling. I think, however, it's more likely, given its position, that this was either condensation or a condensate link that happened during the air conditioning season. It may not even be active anymore. I've had condensation problems that I've seen happen because you had a particularly humid month and you've got a lot of moisture forming on ducts that actually leak through the ceilings below. But, you know, when the conditions change, it goes away. What I would tell you to do is to prime over that section of stain with something like Kills. Because if you just paint over it, the stain will continue to come through. You've got to seal it. So I would prime it and paint over it now and see if it comes back. It might just have been a one-time thing. And I suspect it's more likely that it has to do with the AC but you can eliminate the possibility of the roof sheathing by looking for those rusty nail tips. I would go with that theory before I started to explore any other far less likely causes for this.
You know, it's always a good idea to start a rainy day fund for your house, so if it rains and the roof leaks, you've got some money set aside for those repairs. But how much do you need? Well, here's a good rule of thumb. Try to set aside about 1% of your home's value to cover a year's worth of repairs and maintenance. So if your home is worth $300,000, you should plan on spending about $3,000 on it over the course of a year.
Now, that is just for minor repairs and maintenance. It doesn't include the big expenses you should anticipate every once in a while, like a new heating system, a new air conditioning system, a new roof, a new water heater, and so on. If those components are aging from the start, it's a good idea to set aside even more. And lastly, when it comes to appliances, it is often cheaper to replace them than to repair them. You want to see a quick reference on when repair versus replacement makes sense, check out our article, Appliance Repair or Replace. It's on MoneyPit.com. We've got an easy reference chart there to help you decide if it's even worth making that effort.
Jeannie, you've got the Money Pit. What are you working on?
We moved into a house that had a big deck around the house. And so we ended up taking all the boards off because the old boards had never been treated with anything. So we put the boards and everything on. And then we went to like Lowe's, Home Depot and all that to find a stain that we could put or a liquid that we could put on there that we wouldn't have to do it every year. It was an oil-based stain.
Okay.
We put it on there, and they said, well, you shouldn't have to do it every year. You know, you should be able to go 3 or 4 years. And every year we've had to redo it because our deck is in the sun all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what product you're using, but there's a wide variety when it comes to stains that you can choose from. And what we generally recommend is solid color stain. And what most people get is semi-transparent stain. So what I would tell you to do is the next time, make sure you prep that deck really well, follow the manufacturer's instructions, but I would apply a solid color solvent-based stain, not water-based, solvent-based stain that has a lot of pigment in it, and what that will do is you'll still see the grain, but it will actually last a lot longer in terms of how it stands up to that surface. Solid color, not semi-transparent. And I think you'll see a significantly different result.
Okay, well, I listened to you on Saturday morning, and I was like, well, I'll ask them.
All right, well, we're certainly glad you did, and we hope that works out. Perfect time now to do that to the deck, get it ready for spring. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, if you enjoy wine but you don't have a wine cellar to store your favorite vintages, we're going to share top wine storage spots for any type of space when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with questions that you have about your house. We would be glad to help.
Rick in Washington reached out to Team Money Pit. He needs us to settle a difference of opinion here. He says, I need a new front door and wondered, can I just get a front door alone, or do I have to replace the side lights and the whole assembly? I'm getting several different opinions on that and would really like your guidance.
So, Rick, certainly there's no reason that you could not replace just the front door itself. But that said, this becomes a much more complicated carpentry project if you do. First, you've got to find a door that fits that opening. And presuming that you do find it, the hinges are probably not going to line up. The handle's not going to line up. The deadbolt's not going to line up. So you're going to have a lot of work to sort of rehang that, reshape that. Typically, the door will be slightly bigger, will have to be shaved down, because remember, the old door took years to kind of find its position, and now replacing it's going to mean that you've got to find a new door to fit that exact same spot, and especially difficult if the one side has moved more than the other, and it's a bit of a saggy situation. So the other option, though, is to replace the entire door unit, and if you do that, you know that everything fits together, everything seals well, you're not going to have leaks from water, you're not going to have leaks from air and draft. So I think, unless I had a situation where it was an old house, I really wanted to preserve that integrity, so I was kind of replacing maybe one nasty old wood cracked door with a new one, I think I would probably do the same thing. And in fact, I did that twice in my house, and I was satisfied with the result.
All right. And, you know, there's so many new options. You can really change the whole look of the front of the house, and it would be gorgeous.
Well, if you enjoy a nice glass of wine, you may have dreamt about the opportunity to have a wine cellar. But wine cellars are no longer just for the chosen few, and frankly, you don't even need to have a cellar to store your wine. Les has got tips for creating a space, no matter what kind of house you have, to store that wine in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, when you've got a great wine and you store it well, it can actually age into an even more interesting and sometimes more valuable vintage. But according to the experts at the Sydney Home Show, you don't always have to have a wine cellar to properly store that wine, so we've got a few tips here to help. First of all, you always want to store the wine somewhere dark. Sunlight is going to be wine's worst enemy because those UV rays can prematurely age that wine. So keep the wine away from windows and sunrooms. If you've ordered wine online, say, or by the case from the store, that wine often arrives in a box. If it's possible, keep the wine in the box, especially if it's made of styrofoam, because it's going to help minimize the effects of temperature fluctuations. Now, speaking of temperature, you want to kind of find a spot that has even temperature. Cooler is going to be better, more optimal for storing wine, but the most important thing is that you store it somewhere with an even temperature. So that's going to rule out your kitchen, the laundry room, the boiler room. I mean, even keeping it in a cupboard in one of those rooms kind of rules out those spaces because they fluctuate so much in the heat. Now, you also want to keep the bottles in one position. Once you've found somewhere to store the wine, don't move them around every now and then. If it's a bottle with a cork, you want to store it on its side so the cork can stay in constant contact with the wine and not dry out. And another thing to consider is humidity. Now, humidity and wines under cork, anywhere between 50% and 80% humidity is considered good, but you have to avoid extremely damp conditions because that can promote mold. So it's kind of a delicate balance, but there are some places that you can find in your home without a cellar to store that wine and be able to enjoy it for years to come.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when you think about threats to your home, fire and floods generally kind of top the list of the safety concerns. But the fact is, during winter, hail can actually wreak pretty serious havoc on its own. So we're going to share tips on how you can handle hail damage, including tips on how to get your insurance company to cover it on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump kicked off his 2024 White House bid with a couple of campaign stops today, one in New Hampshire and one in South Carolina Saturday night. Events in the early voting states that marked the first campaign appearances since he announced his latest run more than 2 months ago. In Salem at the New Hampshire GOP annual meeting, Mr. Trump blasted a vote by the Democrat National Committee to make South Carolina the first voting state in the nation.
New Hampshire primary, Joe Biden lost it badly, and it was a very tough time. He had a humiliating fifth-place defeat, and now he's taking a revenge on the voters of your state by cruelly and disgracefully trashing this beloved political tradition. It's a great tradition.
As of today, Iowa votes first in a caucus format, then New Hampshire voters get their say. In the city of Memphis, his so-called Scorpion Unit was disbanded today after the police chief cited a cloud of dishonor from newly released video showing some of its officers beating a man to death after stopping him. This renewed questions across the country about how fatal encounters with law enforcement continue, even after repeated calls for change. In an online forum, Alvin Ponder, the vice president of New York's chapter of the National Action Network, said he's hopeful that the five black fired Memphis police officers will be convicted in the death of the black motorist.
There is no point to putting a body camera on a cop if you aren't going to hold them accountable when the footage shows them relentlessly beating a man to death.
Three people killed, four others wounded in a shooting at a multi-million-dollar short-term rental home in an upscale Los Angeles neighborhood early Saturday morning. Police say the shooting occurred around 2:30 in the Beverly Crest neighborhood. This is at least the sixth mass shooting in California just this month. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A visitor will soon pass by Earth.
NASA says a comet is heading our way and will come within a measly 26 million miles of Earth on Wednesday before speeding away again. Discovered less than a year ago, this harmless comet, already visible in northern night sky with small telescopes and possibly the naked eye in the darkest corners of the northern hemisphere. It's expected to brighten as it draws closer and rises higher over the horizon through the end of January. Jason Walker reporting.
Screenwriter Gregory Allen Howard, who skillfully adapted stories of historical black figures in Remember the Titans, starring Denzel Washington, Ali with Will Smith, and Harriet with Cynthia Erivo, has died. Gregory Allen Howard was 70 years old. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says his party has a good chance of flipping the seats of West Virginia's Joe Manchin, Montana's John Tester, and Ohio's Sherrod Brown in 2024. He calls all three red state Democrats an endangered species.
Montana is going to vote for the Republican presidential candidate by 15 to 20 points. West Virginia by 35 to 40 points, Ohio by 7 to 10 points. So we start with an incredible pickup opportunity with those three states.
Senator Daines, who will serve as point man for 2024, heads up the National Republican Senatorial Committee and recently spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Two inmates who escaped a Virginia jail earlier this week are being held without bond after they were captured in Tennessee just days later. The pair found in a barn Friday in Rogersville and arrested without incident. Check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
News headquarters in New York City.
I admire so much your work ethic and your enthusiasm and your commitment to ideas.
The most approachable radio host in America.
Brian Kilmeade sent me a signed book, and I'm not a fan.
I have had a crush on you. You know this for a very long time.
Now, are you listening to me because you're looking at the screen?
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. Coming to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country. Heard around the world. Senator Rick Scott at the bottom of the hour. Is he running for president? Varney and Company, a simulcast. Is Stuart Varney going to run for president? No, he cannot. So let me answer that question. He's a naturalized citizen, so he will not run for president. Pete Hegseth could very well do that. He'll be joining me in a few minutes. Maybe he's got a big announcement. Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley seem on the cusp of doing just that. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
You run for office in 2024. You going to run as a Democrat?
Chuck, I haven't made a decision what I'm going to do in 2024. I've got 2 years ahead of me now to do the best I can for the state and for my country.
Second thoughts and getting crowded. Biden's re-election campaign launch may be stuck on the tarmac, as are his problems, and they are mounting. Trump looks finally ready to hit the road. While the list of friends turned competitors grow, we'll examine.
Number two.
The endgame for Antifa can vary by collective, but there is always this overarching, like, anti-fascism. When they define it, they don't mean Nazis, they don't mean KKK, they mean basically Western ideals as well as democracy itself.
That's Gabriel Nadalis. He used to be in Antifa, and man, they attacked again over the weekend. Rich white kids creating havoc in major cities from Portland to Atlanta to Boston. How is this anything less than terrorism?
Number one.
When you found out that the FBI had located even more classified materials in Wilmington, which four-letter word did you use?
Oh, my goodness, Peter.
Oh, my goodness, Peter. No good answers. Classified documents found in three locations in five separate searches on the president's office and his homes dating back as many as 20 years. Meanwhile, the Republican House is getting stonewalled in their quest for answers. And just let me tell you, too, a lot of people can't listen to the show live. If you want to get the podcast, just go to BrianKilmeadShow.com, wherever you get podcasts. Millions of downloads, so appreciate that. You can be one of them. So let's begin on what we know. We know there's about between 25 and 30 documents that have been taken from various locations around Joe Biden that he owns or rents that he never should have had. Everyone agrees with that. What they say and what they reveal, is there any rhyme or reason for it, or is it just pure sloppiness? And if it was taken out of his Senate days, that means you pretty much got to do a Sandy Berger and jam it down your socks or your pants. Why would you do that? What was so important that you had to take that? You just get bored on your Amtrak ride home from Washington, D.C., and just want to pass the time? I think it neutralizes, number one, Donald Trump, any type of persecution there. Also, we're about to find out from Donald Trump, too, are they going to move forward with any type of investigation as it relates to Georgia and manipulation of elections? We'll see where that goes. If Trump can beat both those things in the next few weeks, man, he'll be doing a lot better than he was about a month ago when the world seemed to be, as CNN says every day, closing in. But about the disparity between the two, one thing no one brings up is that when the archives came down and said, hey, Mr. President, you're in Mar-a-Lago now, you have some documents you never should have taken, and he handed over 16 boxes. Then they said, we'd like more. They looked at him together, couldn't agree to give him back, so they locked him up. Then they have a subpoena. Trump thought they were negotiating, and in come the FBI. They take everything. They go through the entire house without anybody's permission, kind of forcing the lawyers to stand outside. Here's Trey Gowdy on the difference. Cut eight.
When you give consent to search, you can put restrictions on that consent. So I think what I hear you asking is, why did you do a consent search? Why not go get a search warrant? Why not get a subpoena? I mean, why are you asking for consent if you, we're talking about two separate issues, possession of government property, whether it's classified or not. You can't have government property, even if it's not classified.
Right.
And classified material. Why are you asking permission to do this when you have probable cause to go search?
And why are you waiting on Rehoboth? Why are you waiting now? We found him in the garage in Wilmington, found it inside, found six more documents in a 13-hour invasion over the weekend with permission. What are you waiting for? Now, do you think that if Joe Biden be willing to have the audacity to take classified documents as a senator, you think he would hesitate to get rid of it as a president? Brian Claypool, cut nine.
If there's gross negligence here, that he could still be indicted, not likely to be indicted. But why is that important? Because it gets to your point. He should never have had any of these documents in the first place.
That is the criminal defense attorney. I don't see him being indicted, but it's a joke. And I'm thinking about that Marine family or that naval officer's family who knows that they had to pay all this money to get a defense attorney for their son who just wanted to take a picture in on a submarine, and they revealed some sophisticated instruments, and the guy went to jail. Compare that to this. John Ratcliffe, cut number nine. Six.
Unlike members of the executive branch, unlike presidents and vice presidents, secretaries of state who routinely handle classified documents are authorized not just to access them, but to keep them and even to transport them. As DNI, I transported classified documents to Capitol Hill, to the White House all the time. There's always opportunities for there to be an inadvertent mistake. That is not possible with members of Congress, with senators. There is no congressman or senator that has anything other than access in a classified SCIF and part of their oversight role. So the only way a document gets in a senator's home is if someone took it willfully, intentionally, deliberately. So, there is no inadvertent mistake when it comes to members of Congress having classified documents.
And the thing I would add to John Ratcliffe, which just makes one speculate, are you just taking these randomly, stuff that we all would say should be top secret, maybe the highest level? Or is it play to getting information to people when you're trading on the family name and the access? Does it play into some of these international business deals that Hunter's on? And I ask you, why would you take notes, daily planners, his personal notes too? Why would you take his schedule? If it didn't relate, surrounding documents relating to the documents they uncovered. So if, let's say, you have information about a certain leader having an affair, and the notes around that leader have nothing to do with it, would you take those notes? I don't see why. They're not classified. Why would you take them? Why did they take everything that they took? Because I think they found something. And what didn't they find, and what has been moved? And it's been brought up by you guys, the emailers. Why aren't you searching Jim's home and his other brother's home? Why are we not finding out what's in Hunter's home? Do they have classified documents? Because that would blow the doors off this whole thing. This guy does not run for president. If they find classified documents in his brother's house, believe me, it would be impossible. When we come back, I'll take some of your calls at the bottom of the hour. Senator Rick Scott joins me of the direction of the Senate. And can they convince Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema to be a faction and just get along with Republicans? Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1921 to 1935 Silver Peace Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It has been over 85 years since these silver dollars were minted for circulation. But now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck silver dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1921 to 1935 original silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-914-4635 now to secure collector-grade U.S. silver dollars by the pound, minted during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-914-4635 now to secure your full pound of United States silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-914-4635. 1-800-914-4635.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An act of kindness to help a blind woman ride a bicycle again makes today's Dean's List. Jeanette Stevens, who lives in the UK, lost her eyesight at the age of 34. She was an avid cyclist before that. A few years later, she started cycling with a group called Charlotte Tandems, a charity that loaned her a bike designed to be ridden by several people. After a year, the bike needed to be returned. Jeanette found out there was a tandem bike that was up for sale, and since she enjoyed doing this so much, she inquired about it. The bike wasn't in great shape, so she asked around if anyone could repair it. A local shop in her neighborhood told her they would fix it up like new, and they did so as a gift. The folks at Newark Cycles gave it brand new tires, new chains, handlebars, new brakes, and gears. Almost brand new. Jeanette had tears in her eyes, not only because of the kindness, but because she'll still be able to ride her bike, something she never imagined would happen after she lost her sight. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just sheer stupidity.
Yeah, they should deploy, and Sunfield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. 2023 looks to bring some changes for the marijuana industry and laws in the United States. Starting today, Connecticut launches its first legal sales of adult-use marijuana, and Maryland will follow suit by July, legalizing non-medical cannabis. Detroit recently awarded its first few dozen marijuana retail licenses. James Tate is Detroit's City Council President pro tem.
It's been a very, very, very challenging journey to get to this point. Every step of the way, there's criticism.
New York City's first legal dispensary for recreational marijuana recently opened up as well. Liz Krueger is a New York State Senator.
This is so critically important because it's not about whether you're going to use it or not. It's about whether people who want to can do so without facing a criminal record.
Many, though, disagree, like Texas Congressman Pete Sessions, who says marijuana and drugs are crippling and lead to addiction and crime, as well as cause mental issues. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Having sexualized topics injected into school curricula, particularly with very young kids in like elementary school, teaching a first grader, well, you know, you may have been born a boy, but maybe you're really a girl. The fact that the legislation said a flat ban on any of the sexual instruction in an elementary school, but then above that, everything's got to be age appropriate. And I would argue it's never appropriate to be telling a school kid that they were born in the wrong body. That's just not appropriate. So what we did is we leaned into it. We called out the media when they were mischaracterizing it. So we made sure that we stood up for the folks.
That is Governor Ron DeSantis pushing back against the critical race theory and the African-American studies in Florida, all part of some of the topics and reason why Pete Hegseth is hosting, who's co-host of the weekend show, Battle for the American Mind, Uprooting a Century of Miseducation, and host of Miseducation of America, Season 2. Pete, welcome back. Ron DeSantis is singing your song, isn't he?
He sure is, and he's featured in Season 2 of Miseducation as well. Throughout and most predominantly in the fifth episode where we talk about solutions, we are in a really bad place when it comes to our classroom. And Ron DeSantis just laid that out, and the series and the book sort of try to make sure parents understand the depth of the problem. But fighting back requires just a stiff backbone to say, like, no, we're not going to sexualize kids. No, we're not going to become racist suddenly in the name of anti-racism. We need to cleanse this, take this out of our schools, teach real history, Brian, the type you talk about, the good, the bad, the ugly, the reality, and focus kids on achieving instead of indoctrination, because that's the point that we're at. So it's past the wake-up time, wake-up call time. Now it's action time, and it's great to see Governor DeSantis leading the way.
So, I mean, on surface, people are putting up the opposite arguments. So you come up with African-American studies, it's a fascinating history, anthropology. People say, well, that's boring. Not really. Study of cultures and language, not boring. You could apply that to different things. So African-American studies, Hispanic studies. You want to do that? That could be an area of expertise for you if you want to major in that. So why are you teaching in schools? Well, how you're teaching it is key. For example,
yes,
if you have left-wingers and people will say Black Lives Matter and sing the praises without teaching about Booker T. Washington, Frederick Douglass, and others, and you give both sides, for every Al Sharpton, there's a Shelby Steele. That's showing you the deep thinkers of their time, the W.E.B. Du Bois, as well as Booker T. Washington. So you get different perspectives. You say, well, here's what's going on. This is kind of ugly, but this was the view of one person. That's called education, as opposed to indoctrination and persuasion. That's not what you're looking to do, right?
No, and you're exactly right. These departments have devolved into sort of left-wing navel-gazing activism. Their critique would be, well, the history department or the Western civilizations department, that might as well be the white studies department. And as a result, we need a separate – and what I think it should be is, no, neither is a race-based department. Let's pick the best of all cultures. And we do live in Western civilization, so we should study our history and the people who our founders studied in order to create this American experiment. But then let's also be honest about – you know, what happened with Native Americans, how, you know, the history of slavery in America. We can do all that without having to create siloed departments that really become the petri dishes of critical theory or critical race theory. And then you're pumping out kids who only see the world through the lens of race, and that's not helpful for anybody.
So one thing that I thought was so important for the Virginia story and why everyone should pay attention that doesn't live in Virginia, I think it's happening everywhere. They took people who would earn Merrick scholarships, who just a flat-out numbers game. They outstudied, they outworked. Yeah, they might have been brighter, but you just become top of your class. You earn a merit scholarship. 50,000 kids get it, and then you don't give it to them. You don't tell them they won. They go to college in some cases. They don't get the money that they need. Why? It makes other people feel bad. If you want to hurt America, stop competing. Get America to stop competing and become Europe or Russia or some of these communist countries, Venezuela, that say to themselves, why do I need to work hard? I'm going to get the same pay anyway. And if you want to stop America from excelling, get them in school.
So absolutely right, Brian. I mean, that's what the Marxists who came from the Frankfurt School, who invented critical theory, wanted. They wanted to destroy Western civilization and replace it with atheistic humanism and Marxism. And It evolved into what we now know as diversity, equity, and inclusion. Like anywhere you see DEI, you should run away. Run away. Because it doesn't make you not inclusive or tolerant or like diversity and equality. None of that. It's a total political scheme. And in this case, in the name of equity, principals, superintendents, and even teachers were willing to withhold merit scholarships to successful students in the name of equity? That's how ugly this philosophy is. And good for Youngkin to call it out, but think about how far we are where you have to craft a bill that tells schools they have to give awards to kids.
I can't believe this. I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, it's unbelievable that you have to do that. Imagine if the other guy, McAuliffe, got elected. So the Miseducation of America, Season 2, more on education. Bill Maher brought it up on his show, Cut 33.
Anything to do with schools or education is something really the Democrats have to answer for because they control it. What's going on in the schools is outrageous, and somebody needs to answer for it.
That's Bill Maher.
That's Bill Maher. He's taking the slowest, biggest red pill in history, pointing out to fellow liberals what insanity really looks like. I mean, it's true. You're transitioning the gender of kids and not telling parents. You're a little bit off track of your mission. Or you're telling kids who've never been slave owners and never been slaves that they need to pay for the sins of the past. That's racism. And he's pointing out that only one – and he's confirming the thesis of my book, Brian, and the thesis of Miseducation of America on Fox Nation right now, that ultimately this is a takeover of people, of an education system that is controlled completely by the left and by Democrats. If there's a problem, they own it because they control every part of it.
So a little bit more, Pete. I want you to hear what else Bill Maher had to say. Sebastian Maniscalco actually had it in a stand-up, too, the special that's out now. Let's listen.
Teaching a kindergartner that you could identify as a tree, tell this, something like this to a kindergartner, or that boys can menstruate, it's got to be in
How can it process that when you're that age?
I've seen it in South Carolina even, where they're bragging about their children at 4 or 5 or 6 transitioning. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
And I think the Biden administration is all in on that.
Where on earth did that come from? Who told us it was going to be imposed on children?
So some of the idiocy that's out there, this is just, I mean, where did this come from?
In just 10 years, Brian. I mean, in just 10 years, where did it come from? Watch episode 1 and episode 2 of The Miseducation of America. It was zoologists, sexologists, and perverts who invented the idea of gender. Gender is a made-up concept. And if you don't use biological sex and instead you focus on gender, now you get out of the binary choice of male, female, and onto a sliding spectrum of gender, which is a graduate level thesis idea. But now we're telling 6-year olds to figure out where they are in the gender spectrum, which was made up again to begin with. So it came and you know, the Alfred Kinsey and guys like this who made it, they were absolute perverts, like pedophiles. And they wanted to sexualize kids and believe kids were sexualized beings from the beginning. And they passed it as academic research, and it's not. So, I mean, Miseducation of America season 2, the first couple episodes cover this stuff, and it'll open your eyes. Like, none of this is innocent. None of this is an attempt to, you know, help kids. It's an agenda that's been pushed for a long time.
Here's Bill Barr from your series, from your special, Cut 32.
I believe there is systemic racism in the United States, and it's embodied in the public school system. It's a shameful thing what's happening in our inner cities, because this is the way out. Good education is the way out of poverty. And, you know, they'll put a Black Lives Matter poster in front of their house and make themselves feel great. Okay, but will they lift a finger to allow the inner city kids to have the same opportunity for education that their kids have?
So that's it. Final thought on that, Pete?
Bill Barr was so good. We had so many great guests on this episode. Laura Ingraham was there, Bill Barr, Ron DeSantis, Douglas Murray, and many more that are Charlie Kirk. So top minds on education laying it bare for us and trying to make sure parents are just aware of what's going on. Fox Nation, check it out. Brian, like you, always proud of the work they do over there, and I hope folks check it out.
Yeah, it's also playing off your books and your passion. You're not just fronting this. You live this, and you actually did that with your own family and reacted to what our school system's done. Pete, I'll see you on Fox and Friends. Is that okay?
You got it, Brian. See you
All right.
soon.
Pete Hegseth. Check out The Miseducation of America, Season 2 on Fox Nation, available right now. Senator Rick Scott, also available in 4 minutes.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homebound Military Family Support Services. With our annual programs last year, we were able to send over 400 packages around the world to active duty military personnel. Throughout 2022, you helped us provide services to over 3,500 senior veterans in need. We're grateful to everyone, from businesses to the media to all individuals. Please know that your donations are critical to the success of our mission. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. And as always, thank you for your support.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's my privilege to bring in John Hari, author of Stolen Focus, Why You Can't Pay Attention, Except for This Show, and How to Think Deeply Again. He just released an audiobook of Chasing the Scream, which Johan read himself, and we focus on addiction. So, Johan, welcome back.
Hey, Brian. Great to be with you again.
First off, just to outline, for people that don't know your best-selling book, Stolen Focus, everybody listening right now can relate to this, because unless you have a flip phone, you are texting, you are listening on the phone, you're playing down videos, you're playing down news, you're playing down anything, you might be playing games on it. But what has all this technology done to our lives?
Yeah, it's not just technology. I mean, I wrote the book because I noticed that my own ability to focus and pay attention was just getting worse and worse, right? I could feel it happening with each year. Things that require deep focus that are so important, like reading books, having proper long conversations, watching movies, were just getting harder and harder. And this is happening to a huge number of people all around us. And I was particularly worried about the young people in my life who I love. And, you know, attention is so important, because I would just say to anyone listening, think about anything you've ever achieved in your life that you're proud of, whether it's starting a business, being a good parent, learning to play the guitar, whatever it is, that thing that you're proud of required a huge amount of sustained focus and attention. And the evidence shows when your ability to focus gets worse, your ability to solve your problems gets worse, your ability to achieve your goals gets worse, you feel worse about yourself because you actually are less competent. So obviously I wanted to understand, why is this happening to all of us and what can we do about it? So I ended up going on this big journey all over the world, from Moscow to Miami to Melbourne, to interview over 200 of the leading experts on attention and focus. And actually what I learned surprised me. There's scientific evidence for 12 factors that can make your attention better or can make it worse. Some of them are in our tech. It's not all of our tech. Some of them are things I've never even thought about, like the food we eat is really affecting the way we focus and pay attention, the way our offices work, the way our kids' schools work. It's a whole array of things. But crucially, once you understand these 12 factors, you can begin to deal with these problems, both for yourself and for your kids. But the key thing to understand is, if that's happening to you and your children, it's not your fault. It's not their fault. This is happening to almost all of us. The book is called Stolen Focus, because your attention didn't collapse, right? Your attention has been stolen from you by some really big forces.
Understood. So there's things you could do. So don't reject your phone, but you got to maybe if you want to have dinner and talk to people, you put it in a tub when you walk in the room. When you have a meeting, you don't give people even the temptation to look.
So for all of the 12 factors that I write about in my book that are harming attention, I go through lots of things that we can do. So I'll give you an example, if it's okay, Brian, of one of the problems and then some of the things we can do about it. Because I think this is all much easier when you understand what's actually happening to you, right? So I went to interview one of the leading neuroscientists in the world, an amazing man named Professor Earl Miller. And he said to me, look, you've got to understand one thing about the human brain more than anything else. You can only consciously do one or two things at a time. Think about one or two things at a time. That's it. This is a fundamental limitation of the human brain. Human brain has not changed in a very long time. Ain't going to change on any time scale we're going to see. But what's happened is we've fallen for a kind of mass delusion. The average teenager now believes they can follow 6 or 7 forms of media at the same time. And the rest of us are not that far behind them. So what happens is scientists like Professor Miller get people into labs, and they get them to think they're doing more than one thing at a time, and they monitor them and they see the results. And what they discover is always the same. You can't do more than one thing at a time. You can't think about more than one thing at a time. What you do is you juggle very quickly. You're like, wait, Brian, what did you just ask me? What is this message on WhatsApp here? What does it say on the TV over there? What is this message on Facebook? Wait, Brian, tell me again. What were you just asking me? So you're constantly juggling. The kind of fancy term for it is the switch cost effect. When you're switching between tasks, it comes with a cost. And it's a really big cost. Being constantly interrupted is twice as bad for your intelligence in the short term as smoking cannabis, right? This is really screwing with us. It's why Professor Miller says we're living in a perfect storm of cognitive degradation as a result of being constantly interrupted. So if you think about that one of the 12 causes, right? There's loads of things we can do about that. Some of them are at an individual level and some are at a bigger level. So I'll give you an example. I've got, stupidly I'm pointing at it, but always forget, it's the radio. No one can see what I'm doing. Over in the corner of the room there, I've got something called a K-safe. It's very simple. It's a plastic safe. You take off the lid, you put in your phone, you put on the lid, you turn the dial at the top, and it locks your phone away for anything between 5 minutes and a whole day. I won't sit down and watch a film with my partner unless we all imprison our phones. I won't have my friends around for dinner unless everyone agrees to put their phone in the phone jail. You can also install on your phone and sync with your laptop an app called Freedom, which will cut you off either from specific websites, say you're addicted to Instagram or whatever it might be, or it can cut you off from the entire internet, however long you tell it to. So I would recommend everyone with kids buy a case safe. Install Freedom on your kids' phones. Let them have some time on tech, but it shouldn't be their whole lives. You know, so there's all sorts of very practical things, dozens of them that I go through in the book.
But so what does the Freedom app do? It stops what sites from coming through?
So you install it, and then you can tell it what apps to cut you off.
Oh, okay.
So say your obsession with Instagram, right?
Yep.
You could say, don't let me go on Instagram for the next 3 hours. And then once you push the button, if you go to Instagram, it just says the site is blocked. You're free. Go spend your life doing whatever you will, right? So it's a very helpful thing. Or you could use it to cut you off from the entire internet. But the key thing is it's about locking in your future self, right? I don't want to eat these cookies, but I'm going to crack if I have them in my kitchen, right? It's similar to that. It's saying it's helping you to control and discipline yourself. Because the truth is, and this is why we need to think about this at a bigger level, right? I'm really passionately in favor of all the individual changes that I talk about in Stolen Focus that massively help you and your children. There's also got to be another layer to this. Because the truth is, at the moment, it's like someone is pouring itching powder over us all day.
I know.
And they're leaning forward and going, hey, buddy, you should learn to meditate. Then you wouldn't be scratching all the time. And you want to say, well, to hell with you, buddy. I'll learn to meditate, but you need to stop pouring this damn itching powder on me. So we've got to understand why. Think about this factor, for example, out of the 12. I spent a lot of time in Silicon Valley interviewing people who designed key aspects of the world in which we now live. Give you an example. This guy called Dr. James Williams, who worked at the heart of developing Gmail and Google. And one day he was speaking at a conference where the audience are literally the people who designed the stuff your kids are using today. And he said to them, if there's anyone here who wants to live in the world that we're creating, please put up your hand. And nobody put up their hand. Right?
Wow.
Not long afterwards, he quit. He was so horrified. So speaking to lots of people in Silicon Valley, they kept explaining to me, and to be honest with you, you know, it took me quite a long time to really believe this. They specifically have designed these apps we use to hack and invade our attention and our children's attention for a specific reason. Anyone listening, please don't. But if you open TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram now, those companies immediately begin to make money out of you in two ways, right? The first way is really obvious. You see advertising. Okay, everyone knows how that works. Second way is much more important. Everything you ever do on these apps is scanned and sorted by their artificial intelligence algorithms to figure out one thing. They're figuring out what can we push at you that will keep you scrolling. Because the longer you scroll, the more ads you see, the more money they make. So all of this genius in Silicon Valley, all of these algorithms, all of this artificial intelligence is geared towards one thing and one thing only, figuring out how do we get you to open the app as often as possible and scroll as long as possible? How do we get your kids to open the app as long as possible and scroll as long as possible? And they are unbelievably good at it. Another friend of mine who works at the heart of Google, Tristan Harris, said, you can try having self-control. Your kids can try having self-control. But every time you do, there are 10,000 engineers on the other side of the screen trying to undermine your self-control, which is why we've got to regulate big tech.
You know what I noticed, too, which is so brilliant about you, is that what you do, you're telling people this maybe for the first time. And then people are going to have some pride. And they'll say, wait a second, I want to think for myself. I do not want to be manipulated by my phone, by my iPad. I don't want to be manipulated by social media. There's a lot of people listening right now who will say, I'm taking action today. I will decide when I'm going to be going on my apps, when I'm going to be looking down, and instead of engaging with the people right next to me. The other area of your expertise is addiction. And you have a new audiobook out. That you just did called Chasing the Scream. And essentially the headline is everything we thought about addiction is wrong.
Yeah, you know, this was a very personal subject for me. We had a lot of addiction still do in my family. And one of my earliest memories is of trying to wake up one of my relatives and not being able to. And I was too young to understand then why. But as I got older, I realized we had addiction in my family. And like a lot of people who've got someone they love with an addiction problem, there's going to be loads of people listening in this situation. I didn't know what to do. I didn't feel like what I was doing was helping. I didn't know what would help. So I wrote Chasing the Scream because I wanted to understand addiction and I wanted to understand what would help. So I ended up going on this really big journey all over the world to research the book. And I learned a huge amount of things, but I think one of the most shocking to me was that I had actually misunderstood the addiction that I had seen right in front of me all my life, right? So if you'd said to me when I started researching the book 10 years ago, Brian, let's talk about heroin addiction because it's close to me but applies to all the others. If you said to me, what causes heroin addiction? I would have looked at you like you were an idiot and I would have said, well, Brian, the clue's in the name. obviously heroin causes heroin addiction. We've been told this story for 100 years that's become totally part of our common sense. It was certainly part of mine. So we think if you kidnapped the next 20 people who walk past your studio and every day you injected them with heroin three times a day, like a villain in a Saw movie, at the end of that month, they'd all be addicted to heroin. For a simple reason, there's chemical hooks in heroin that their bodies would start to desperately physically crave. And at the end of that month, they'd be addicted, right? They'd have a tremendous physical hunger for the chemical hooks and the drug. First thing that alerted me to the fact there's something not right about that story is in Britain, where I'm from, as you can tell from my weird Downton Abbey accent, if I step out into the street now and I get hit by a truck and I break my hip, I'll be taken to hospital and they'll give me a lot of a drug called diamorphine. Diamorphine is heroin. It's medically pure heroin. It's much better than anything you'd ever score on the streets. People in Britain are given medically pure heroin for quite long periods of time. If anyone listening has a British grandma who's had a hip replacement operation, your grandma's taken a lot of heroin. If what we think about addiction is right, that it's caused primarily or entirely by the chemical hooks in the drug, what should be happening to all these people in British hospitals? They should be leaving after being given heroin and trying to score on the streets.
Yep.
This has been studied very carefully. It never happens. And when I learned that, I just thought, well, that cannot be true. It doesn't make sense of the opioid crisis in the US. It doesn't make sense of anything. How could you have a situation where you've got someone in a hospital bed, they'd be given a lot of medically pure heroin, they do not become addicted, and you've got someone in the alleyway outside shooting up who does? How could that make sense? And I only began to understand it when I went to Vancouver and interviewed an incredible man named Professor Bruce Alexander, who did an experiment that has transformed how we understand addiction. So Professor Alexander explained to me the story we've got in our heads, that addiction is caused primarily or entirely by exposure to the chemicals in the drug, the hooks in the drug, comes from a series of experiments that were done earlier in the 20th century. They're really simple experiments. Anyone listening at home, you could try them yourself. You take a rat, you put it in a cage, and you give it two water bottles. One is just water, and the other is water laced with either heroin or cocaine. You probably shouldn't do this at home. And you leave the rat. And the rat will try both, and it will almost always prefer the drug water and almost always kill itself by overdosing within a few weeks. You might remember there was a famous advertisement in the 1980s, an anti-drugs ad, that showed these experiments, right?
Right.
So there you go. That's our story. The rat tries the drug. It gets obsessed with the chemical hooks. It wants more and more of them until it eventually ODs. In the 70s, Professor Alexander came along and said, hang on a minute. You put these rats alone in an empty cage. They got nothing that makes life worth living for rats. All they've got is the drugs. What would happen if we did this differently? So he built a cage that he called Rat Park, which is it's basically like heaven for rats.
Gotcha.
They've got loads of friends, they've got loads of cheese, they've got loads of colored balls, they can have loads of sex. Anything a rat likes is there in Rat Park. And they've got both the water bottle, the normal water and the drug water. And this is the fascinating thing. In Rat Park, they don't like the drug water. They hardly ever use it. None of them use it compulsively. None of them overdose. So you go from extremely high rates of overdose when they do not have the things that make life worth living to no compulsive use and overdose when they do have the things that make life worth living. Now, there's lots of human examples of this. This is playing out all around us. Where is the opioid crisis happening? It's happening in the places where despair is highest, right? Where all the other indicators of despair. This is why one of the experts on it called them deaths of despair.
Right.
If you want to understand why people are taking painkillers, you've got to understand why they're in such pain. But the most important thing I learned from this, the opposite of addiction is not sobriety, valuable though that is to many people. The opposite of addiction is connection. The core of addiction is about not wanting to be present in your life because your life is such a painful place to be. And once you understand that,
gotcha,
you can see why what we do is not working, because what we do is the war on drugs, right? And that theory is, well, people who are addicted, we've got to give them an incentive to stop by punishing them. But once you understand that pain is the cause, pain is the driver, you begin to see that actually makes the problem worse, whereas there are policies that can actually save the lives of the people I love and the people that people listening love as well.
Johan, you've helped a lot of people with those two great topics and all your research, Stolen Focus and Chasing the Scream. Go out and get it. Johan Hari, thanks so much.
Cheers, Brian. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Back at you. Back in a moment.
Learning something new every day on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A stranger who bought a child a piano makes today's Dean's List. 11-year-old Jude Naomi Yee Kofi was featured on a local news station in Denver, Colorado, showcasing his incredible talent playing the piano. His father posted the video of his son playing an old keyboard he found in the basement. His playing was so incredible, a professional piano tuner named Bill Magnuson had to find out who the boy was. So he called the news station and asked if he could be connected to the family, because he believed Jude is a musical genius. Bill and Jude's dad were introduced, and that's when Bill announced he wanted to buy Jude a piano. Bill says he has an inheritance that his father left him and wanted to do some good with it. When he saw Jude playing that old keyboard, that's when it dawned on him. He says the ripple effect of the piano purchase will be enormous, and it's not just for Jude, but for all the people he will touch in his lifetime with his music. To Bill and Jude, thank you for sharing this story with us. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Fantasy Island star Rosalind Sanchez, who plays Elena Rourke on the Fox series, which is back with season 2.
What are we going to get to learn about Elena? What can you share? Do you feel you know her now?
Yeah. Come on, more. You know, as an actress, that's part of the beauty of this profession, you know, that you get a character and like a movie is like it's a beginning, a middle, and end. You know, when you have a series and you live with a character for so many episodes and if you get the opportunity to do so many seasons, at some point it's part of who you are.
And I know for the first season we talked a lot about what would your wish be for Fantasy Island. Has it changed working on the show though?
It's unpredictable, you know, because people come in with an idea of what they think they need, and the island makes them go through this crazy journey that a lot of times it involves suffering and pain. But at the end they end up becoming better people. So if I had a fantasy, I want mine to be nice and easy.
Yeah, exactly. Just wish for something really simple.
I just want to sleep. Just give me a fabulous suite. I just want to sleep.
That's it. Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
After a lackluster campaign launched 2 months ago, Donald Trump is now hitting the road, making stops this weekend in New Hampshire and South Carolina. Trump's going to talk about all of the big political issues that interest him, the economy, Ukraine. I'm kidding. He's going to talk about himself. That's his only interest.
We'll see. If he does, all kidding aside, James Corden about to leave the country. He's had it. But, you know, kidding aside, if he goes out on Saturday in South Carolina, and I imagine Sunday in New Hampshire, if he goes out there and is talking about the issues, takes on Joe Biden directly about what he said yesterday about his economy, goes out and talks about the lack of trade deals, the collapse of the border, how he'd handle Ukraine, this is what I do with the economy. This is what I really, this is what was left undone. And doesn't even bring up 2020. And if someone shouts a question at him, you maybe answer it. Yeah, still uncomfortable with how things went down, but we're looking ahead. Then I would say game on. And I actually think some people would decide not to get in the race if he shows another wrinkle to his game. But can you do that at 76 years old? I think it's possible. You know why? Because unlike Joe Biden, he hasn't spent 50 years in government. He spent most of it in business. Adjusting to the different climate. One thing about business, the only people that are successful are the ones that can change. So we'll see. Ron DeSantis still not in. I think Nikki Haley with her book out, Mike Pompeo with his book out, Mike Pence with their book out. Every time I'd left, after the interview, I said to myself, they're running. I have outside Senator Tom Cotton, who said, kids are too young, not going to do it. I think everybody else is basically in until further notice. Just the formality is not done yet. What do you think?
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1921 to 1935 Silver Peace Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It has been over 85 years since these silver dollars were minted for circulation. But now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck silver dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1921 to 1935 original silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-914-4635 now to secure collector-grade U.S. silver dollars by the pound, minted during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-914-4635 now to secure your full pound of United States silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-914-4635. 1-800-914-4635.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A major start to a 2024 presidential campaign starts with 2 stops along the East Coast.
Former President Donald Trump kicked off his 2024 White House bid with a stop in New Hampshire before heading to South Carolina. Appearances in early voting states marking the first campaign event since announcing his latest run more than 2 months ago. Those states hold 2 of the party's first 3 nominating contests, giving them enormous power in selecting the nominee. Mr. Trump and his allies hope the events will offer a show of force behind the former president after a sluggish start to his campaign. In recent weeks, his backers have reached out to political operatives and elected officials to secure support for Mr. Trump at a critical point when other Republicans are preparing their own expected challenges. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis has disbanded the city's so-called Scorpion Unit after 5 of its officers beat to death Tyree Nichols. Davis had earlier said she would keep the unit intact, but decided to reverse her decision after she listened to Nichols' relatives, community leaders, and uninvolved officers in making that decision. Officials say a Palestinian gunman killed 7 people, wounded 3 others near a synagogue in East Jerusalem in the deadliest attack on Israelis in years. Vedant Patel, spokesman for the State Department, offered his condolences.
This is absolutely horrific. Our thoughts, prayers, and condolences go out to those killed and injured in this heinous act of violence. We condemn this apparent terrorist attack in the strongest terms. Our commitment to Israel's security remains ironclad, and we are in direct touch with our Israeli partners, and our thoughts are with the Israeli people.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be in Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank this weekend. Blinken's visit to Israel, though, had been planned for weeks. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Ukraine and its Western allies are engaged in fast-track talks on the possibility of arming the invaded country with long-range missiles and military aircraft. Here's Sarah Naffa.
Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Ukraine's supporters in the West understand how the war is developing and know the need to supply planes capable of providing cover for armored vehicles that the United States and Germany pledged at the beginning of the month, a decision that led to criticism not only from the Kremlin, but from the Secretary General of NATO and European Union member Hungary. Western weapons have proven essential to Ukraine's defense, while stoking ever higher tensions with Moscow. Amid the news of the Western pledges of heavy tanks, Russia bombarded Ukraine with exploding drones and artillery shells. The attacks continued Saturday when Russian missiles struck the city of Kostyantynivka in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Goldman Sachs' attempt to expand its business beyond corporations and the wealthy is, well, fizzling.
In recent months, the storied investment bank has scrapped plans for a checking account broadly available to the public and has mothballed its personal loan business. Last week, the bank disclosed that it had accumulated $3 billion in losses in its consumer banking franchise since 2020. Most of that money had been set aside to cover potential loan losses in its Marcus personal loan business.
Meanwhile, Jeremy House reports the retreat comes as Goldman tries to refocus its roots, advising corporations on deals, investing in trading, and servicing the well-to-do. A small but growing number of school districts are upgrading their cafeteria menus with local organic produce, grass-fed meats, and recipes made from scratch. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
From the Fox
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of Brian Kilmeade Show. With me in studio is Janice Dean, getting set to talk to you out loud. Right now, we've killed her mic because we cannot trust her to talk. She'll talk over me. She wrote the book, I Am the Storm, Inspiring Stories of People Who Fight Against Overwhelming Odds. And then at the bottom of the hour, Trey Gowdy, wearing an Nantucket shirt without the little emblem. I guess he could not get the sponsorship. He has, it's called Start, Stay, or Leave, The Art of Decision Making. Look at this. Did you see this, Janice? It's cool, right?
Now?
Doesn't he look good?
Is that an untucked shirt or
right.
just a shirt that's untucked?
Good question. That's my first question out of the box.
Say that real quick. Untucked shirt or a shirt untucked?
Yeah, not that it's tricky, just that no one would dare to say it. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
You run for office in 2024. You going to run as a Democrat?
Chuck, I haven't made a decision what I'm going to do in 2024. I've got 2 years ahead of me now to do the best I can for the state and for my country.
No good answers. There you go. Second thoughts and getting crowded. Biden's reelection campaign launch may be stuck on the tarmac as his problems mount. And Donald Trump looks finally ready to hit the road with his third go-around to be president of the United States. He's 1-for-2. His list of friends turning competitors continues to grow. We'll examine.
Number two.
The endgame for Antifa can vary by collective, but there is always this overarching, like, anti-fascism. When they define it, they don't mean Nazis, they don't mean KKK, they mean basically Western ideals as well as democracy itself.
That's Gabriel Nadalis. He used to be a member of Antifa, and they are more than an idea, they are real. Antifa attack. Rich white kids creating havoc in major cities from Portland to Atlanta to Boston. How is this anything short of terrorism?
Number one.
When you found out that the FBI had located even more classified materials in Wilmington, which four-letter word did you use?
No good
answer. Oh, my goodness, Peter.
Right, no good answers. Classified documents found at three locations in five separate searches of the president's office and homes dating back as many as 20 years. Meanwhile, the Republican House is getting stonewalled in their quest for answers. Janice Dean joins us now. Janice, out of the three topics I just gave you, what intrigues you the most?
The untucked shirt.
What do you mean?
The Trey Gowdy, is that an untucked shirt or a untucked shirt?
To me, you know, do you ever hear the guy untucked could talk about how he decided to do this? It was something he was worried about.
Okay.
He said he always would think to himself, is there a shirt that I could wear out that would be just the right length? As if this is, we got to cure polio.
Right.
And we only have so much time.
But it's a big deal,
But then he did it.
And you wear it.
Right. I wear it as much as I can. By the way, you need slim fit, or I need to athletic fit, because they come out way too boxy.
Are they wrinkled?
If I don't iron it. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, so do you ever tuck it in and then untuck it?
No, you can't do that. We have a little emblem on the side, and my sense is...
But what if you did tuck it? What if you tucked an untuck it in?
People would know. Everybody would know. You have that little triangle at the bottom.
Okay.
What do you think? He looks
good,
though.
I don't know. Doesn't
he
look good? Absolutely. He looks good on the front of his book.
Right.
But you will not be introducing him at his book signing like you will at mine tomorrow night.
Tell me what I'm in for.
So you're going to come to Long Island University, your alma mater.
Right. Which means I went there.
Exactly. And it will be at the Roosevelt School. Do you know where that is? I sent you directions.
I know roughly. There was no Roosevelt School when I was there. So
that's new. I'll have to get you directions. Number 54 is the school number on the map.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll be there. I would like you to be there about 15 minutes before the event, before 7 o'clock, just to make sure
I'm there.
You're there.
Right.
And then we're going to have a great time. Fun is mandatory.
And then you're going to talk a little bit about your book.
Yes, of course.
All right.
You don't have to buy the book either. You have to register, though. So you go to theodoresbooks.com to register.
And then once you register, you can get in.
Yes, and it's free. You don't have to buy the book.
But you should register.
Yes,
so we can run background checks on you.
Well, I don't know about that, but just so they have a number count. Because now that they know you're coming, it'll be a full house.
You think so?
Yeah, because before you were announced, there was maybe 10 people coming.
No, it's going to be good. It's going to be successful. How's the book doing first week?
It's doing really well. Bestseller for Barnes & Noble and Amazon. you know, the Times list comes out this week, I don't know if I'm the New York Times doesn't like me, so I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
Right. No, they have to do book scan. I'm sure you'll be up there. The book is essentially, I want to get to the book in just one second, but I want to ask you something else you can relate to. And that's
driving directions?
Schools.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
So Bill Maher tends to lean left when it comes to some of the craziness in schools. Listen to what he said, cut 33.
Anything to do with schools or education is something really the Democrats have to answer for because they control it. What's going on in the schools is outrageous, and somebody needs to answer for it.
And talk about the whole gender fluid stuff.
It's
have you
worse.
Come across that with your children?
They're in a Catholic school now, and I put them...
Do you have a problem with any of the curriculum there?
Not so far.
Right.
And we've been to wonderful plays. They celebrate Christmas. they celebrate the Bible. They have the flag everywhere, Pledge of Allegiance. I'm really happy with our school. We actually put them in Catholic school, or at least Theodore went to Catholic school after the nonsense during the pandemic where he couldn't do the online learning. And so the public school, this was their deal.
He just couldn't concentrate.
He couldn't. It was, you know, and you have like 40 kids in the class trying to talk over the teacher. And it just was, he was having... You know, he was just not having a good day. And so I actually called the public school and said, can you send the homework home and I'll kind of homeschool him? They said, no, we're not going to do that. So then I started talking to other moms, and the Catholic school in our neighborhood was closed one day during the pandemic. They made it work. Why? Why did the Catholic school make it work and the other public schools didn't work?
Because you know what? You're paying tuition. And the tuition, they said, if they don't like the school, they can go. That's why Iowa did this and Arizona did this and some other states are giving you, I think it's $7,000.
Right. So we were lucky we were able to do that. But we're supposed to care about the kids that are less fortunate. Aren't the Democrats supposed to care about them?
Well, to me, yeah, this should be, school choice should be the ultimate equalizer.
Right. But I think parents are getting more involved in their schooling. So I think that's a good thing.
A couple of things. First off, on just a little of what this administration's doing with this trans montage. I want you to hear this. Cut 34.
To our younger transgender Americans, I'll always have your back as your president so you can be yourself and reach your God-given potential. To parents of transgender children, affirming your child's identity is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy.
We need to challenge the hundreds of callous, cynical laws introduced in the states targeting transgender children, terrifying families, and criminalizing doctors who give children the care they need.
Can we let them hit puberty first?
Is that amazing to you that we're talking about?
No, I can't.
About this period?
It's unbelievable. Can we just let them, you know, get to teenage years before they start deciding their gender?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, what happened to tomboys? Remember, I wasn't a tomboy, but I had a lot of friends that were. You know, they liked to dress up like boys. They played baseball. They had short haircuts.
Right.
But they, you know, they didn't want to become a man.
I don't know where this came from. Here's more from Bill Maher. Eric, you have that other cut, right?
Teaching a kindergartner that you can identify as a tree, tell this, something like this to a kindergartner,
yeah.
Or that boys can menstruate, it's got to be... How can it process that when you're that age?
I've seen it in South Carolina, even where they're bragging about their children at 4 or 5 or 6 transitioning. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
And I think the Biden administration is all in on that.
Where on earth did that come from? Who told us it was going to be imposed on children?
And there are schools, by the way, that won't tell the parents if their kid
That's
wants
insane.
To... you know, identify as male or female or it's unbelievable what's happening right now.
So,
and if you're a parent, you have to be involved in this. You have to.
Adam Klotz is somebody, he's a meteorologist. You're the senior meteorologist. He's been here for 5 years. So at 1:15 in the morning, he's going home in a subway and he sees one guy getting harassed. His hair was lit on fire.
Not harassed, assaulted. This elderly man was assaulted. He had his hair set on fire.
So Adam walked over there and said, guys, not cool, and they attacked him.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he said, cut 29.
I mean, I want there to be something done. It's more like, why is the weather guy on the train trying to stop crime in the middle of the night? Like, where is Eric Adams? Where's the city? Why am I doing this?
Yeah. Right.
But why is it up to me?
It infuriates me. You know, I got a call on the weekend after this happened, and I called him to see if he was okay. And I still think he's kind of in shock, to be honest.
No question.
Right? And now he wakes up. I talked to him this morning, and he is really, really in pain, a lot of pain. And these
from
guys,
his knee to his side, yes, bruised ribs, his head.
And these guys got off free. I mean, I think that Adam now has the option sue them.
He's got to.
He does. It really is important, I think. He made a stand, and he told the world about what happened to him. But now it's important to take the next step. If the police aren't going to do anything because their hands are tied, then he's got to do something as a citizen to punish these kids. Because you know what, Brian? They got away with it. They're going to even escalate further.
And there's a picture of one of the guys that did get away. Hopefully people understand it's $3,500 for you if you can identify who it is. And you got to think these guys are school age. You know, Adam says they're children. They're big teenagers,
yeah,
and there's eight of them. You have no shot unless you're Tyrus against eight teenagers. So here's what Mayor Eric Adams got that question yesterday, cut 30.
What do you say to New Yorkers who say, this can't go on, we're afraid to take the subways?
We must make sure people feel safe. And as I say over and over again, the best way to do that is to have that visible presence of a police officer. One of the incidents over the weekend, officers were there at the station. They were able to apprehend the person. Overwhelmingly, the number of crimes in our city, they are repeated offenders. We have a revolving door system. We're going to continue to do our job, but we also must unbottleneck our criminal justice system.
Not bottleneck.
Oh,
there's a wall. They're not putting him in jail. Because
he's just like blah, 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 blah. Like,
right.
He's like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Right.
Nothing he says does anything.
Well, I will say this. He's called out the Democratic legislature saying, guys, reverse these bail laws. And they go, no, we don't think so.
So does he have any control whatsoever? Is he just like a guy that gets out there and
does
nothing?
He could hire cops. He could empower them. But basically the qualified immunity and these bail reform came from Albany.
Oh, my God. And it's not just New York. It's happening across the country.
Right.
So these criminals are doing these low-level crimes. Meanwhile, I can't even go to a CVS and get deodorant. It's like locked up.
Do you know that they chase Manhattan, says we no longer will have 24-hour ATMs?
So
this goes back to 1975.
Yeah. We, the taxpayers, are being punished for these people doing these low-level crimes that are going to get out.
The bodegas are now locking up
their
food.
Oh, my gosh, Brian.
It's going to be like buying razors. Yeah, if you don't have to do this, but you got to go into a CVS and buy a razor. You got to get the person with the keys.
Well, we could do that with
now.
We're going to
do that with, yeah. Now we do that,
with
yeah.
Soap. Dove soap. Oh, my gosh, it's just I've got fire coming out of my ears.
So I don't know what it is with the weather department, forced to do more than just their job. When we come back, we'll find out what is going on with Janice's book, get some anecdotes, another reason to get the book, and also go out, if you are in the New York area, listen on WABC or WRCN or on the stream. You can go see both of us. We'll be in Greenvale, New York,
it's
CW Post.
Doing dancing.
Not dancing. Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
This is Fox on Justice. Following the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade in June, FBI Director Christopher Wray told lawmakers around 70% of abortion-related violence has been toward pro-life businesses and other groups. FBI Director Wray.
We have about 20 field offices involved in this, and so we take it very seriously.
While the Bureau continues to see an uptick in violence against pro-life pregnancy centers, the Department of Justice has not prosecuted a single case. Every case on the docket as of November 18th involves attacks on abortion clinics and other pro-choice affiliated groups.
I don't care whether you're motivated by pro-life views or pro-choice views, you don't get to use violence to express it.
Federal prosecutors are using the FACE Act, a 28-year-old law that makes it a federal crime to use or threaten to use force to, quote, injure, intimidate, or interfere with anyone seeking either abortion services or pro-life pregnancy counseling services. David Spunt, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A study says gardening can improve your health. The University of Colorado study, commissioned by the American Cancer Society, says gardening helps people eat more fiber and get more physical activity, which help reduce cancer risks. Gardeners ate about 25 to 38 grams of fiber daily, compared to less than 16 grams consumed by the average adult. Gardening also increased physical activity, which helped drop stress and anxiety. Community gardening allowed people to create new relationships, which improved mental health. Senior author Jill Litt, a professor in the Department of Environmental Studies, saying, quote, these findings provide concrete evidence that community gardening could play an important role in preventing cancer, chronic diseases, and mental health disorders. Litt adding, no matter where you go, people say there's just something about gardening that makes them feel better. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. But I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with the left. Ali swings with the right. Look at the kid carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized. And it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. She starts throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxing those kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
Show that's real.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. As the guy with the deep voice mentioned, Janice Dean, who also has a deep voice for a girl.
Oh.
Fox News senior meteorologist, New York Times bestseller.
I take that as a compliment.
You should. I am the storm, inspiring stories of people who fight against overwhelming odds. And Janice, you're going to be on Long Island on Wednesday at Post at 7 o'clock.
Tomorrow.
Long Island University, I should
yes.
say.
Yes, and it's the name. Roosevelt School. I'll give you directions. You have to sign up at theodoresbooks.com. It's going to be really fun. You're going to be there.
Right.
Which is the best reason to come.
So let me ask them, you know who's coming back? I'm seeing Chris Cuomo doing interviews now.
Gosh.
You know, so do you think that they're going to, is there a plan in place? Because
I'm sure they, you know what I heard just between you and I, is I heard Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo aren't talking to each other right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, do you know anything about that?
No.
Eric does not.
I heard it from a pretty reliable source. Yeah.
Really?
You gotta think.
Of course.
That Chris
Cuomo sacrificed his whole career, but no one asked him to get on those calls and take over.
I don't really think. Listen, I don't like the fact that he called me a weather bitch at one point.
Right.
But he wasn't. I don't think he was the one that was really wanting to promote his brother. I think CNN, the management, was, and I kind of don't fault him. I don't like the fact that, you know, he was coming after me at one point, but I kind of think that he got the bad deal, right?
Well, number one,
he didn't put COVID positive patients into nursing homes.
Right. But he wasn't looking to say, hey, big bro, you should probably admit to this.
That's true.
And let's not vilify the accusers.
And then remember when he lied about, like, having COVID and he was in the basement, meanwhile he's going up every other chance he can get, so
right.
You know,
well,
spreading the virus?
He gave an interview with somebody, and he was saying that I used to be number one on the number one network, and I'm thinking to myself, what is he talking about? He was never number one.
Maybe for him, for the CNN, was he the number one
show? Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. Maybe he was number one on that show.
Maybe.
Right.
You got to think that even though he's over at that other channel, that he is missing the fact that he was over at, you know, fairly, at the time, big network.
He says he was upset he wasn't able to say goodbye to everybody.
Oh, Mike. Well, you could call somebody.
Ah, right? So you have a phone.
Yeah. What does that say to you, that he couldn't say goodbye to anybody, but no one picked up the phone to call him? That should tell you something about the relationships that he had over at CNN.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When you wrote his book, people focus on Cuomo. It's not just about Cuomo. You have other people that stood up against the system or people much more powerful. Do you have some of those stories?
Yeah, absolutely. So our friend Ray Pfeiffer, who died of 9/11-related cancer, he spent many years while he was sick with cancer going down to Washington, D.C. to advocate on behalf of other first responders who were dying of 9/11-related illness. And even though he doesn't know the impact that he had, you know, for decades now, first responders who were down at 9/11 who have cancer are getting treated because of what he did in his dying days.
And that was with John Stewart, and he was doing a lot of that testimony.
Mm-hmm. And Kenny Specht was really one of the first whistleblowers to know that his cancer, his thyroid cancer, was related to his time down at Ground Zero.
How much do they blame the lack of information from the former governor of New Jersey about the cancers they experienced back then? Remember they said there's no problem, the air is fine?
Oh, Todd Whitman that came out and said the air is safe to breathe, and she did not apologize till like over a decade later.
Right.
So that was government interference saying, yeah, no problem. Meanwhile, these guys, the FDNY that are going down there to try to dig up their dead brethren, No masks, but they're being like there's guys in spacesuits as they go in to like wash down so that they can go eat something. So there was like such a disconnect between what was happening in New York with government officials, and they're all masked up, but these guys are going down trying to, you know, get the remains of their brothers, and they didn't have anything.
Crazy. Listen, go out and see Janice. It will be Wednesday at 7 o'clock at Long Island University, and pick up Eye on the Storm, inspiring stories of people who fight against overwhelming odds. In a matter of moments, we're going to answer the question, does Trey Gowdy have an untucked shirt, or is it just an untucked shirt?
Stay tuned.
We're going to find out, because he looks good on his cover.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
But is he like that in real life?
Nope.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And then bottom of the hour, Trey Gowdy wearing an Nantucket shirt without the little emblem. I guess he could not get the sponsorship. Look at this. Did you see this, Janice? It's cool, right?
Now?
Doesn't he look good?
Is that an untucked shirt or
right.
just a shirt that's untucked?
Good question. That's my first question out of the box. And might as well be. Trey Gowdy's here in studio. I have no regrets. Okay, maybe a few. His book is now out. It starts Stay or Leave, The Art of Decision Making. It's excellent. I got some great tips on it already. Just got it yesterday. Went right through it. Trey, first off, you told me when you walked in on the conversation, it is not untucked shirt, but it might as well be because the untucked shirt was designed to go underneath the jacket when you do it and not get too long. If it's too long, it doesn't work. How did you pull it off?
I was forced to pull it off against my will. I really never wear an untucked shirt. It's a regular dress right. shirt.
So you went to a photo shoot.
I went to a photo shoot. Not only did I go to a photo shoot, they told me what I was going to do. I right. usually don't like stand in a doorway leaning against. I usually don't do that. I'm either in golf clothes, gym clothes, or a suit. I only own one pair of blue jeans. I see that I managed to find them for that particular photo
right.
shoot. But, you know, you've written 1,000 books. I mean, they want the cover to kind of denote something. And I guess they wanted this cover to denote the fact that I didn't have time to tuck in my shirt.
No, it looks good. I mean, if I didn't think it looked good, I wouldn't have brought it up. I thought you looked great. But I am – one thing that I did is I told my family – I like the untucked shirts. Now I get them like a dozen. Every time I have any type of an event, I'm getting an untucked shirt. Has a little emblem on the bottom.
Can I ask you a question about that? Is there a difference between an untucked shirt
sure.
and a normal shirt that's
absolutely.
Untucked?
Yeah. In fact, if you see the story, it's a fascinating story that he used to think about it. The creator of 10 years ago used to think about it. This is what he thought about. You and I think about different things. The creator of Untucked said, I used to walk around, is there a shirt that looks good untucked that's not too long? And he came up, he had a team of scientists that came up with this the right length. So that is the answer to the question. I didn't think we could be talking about shirts this much. But
well, the more weight I gain, the more I am open to wearing my shirt untucked because there's a little more camouflage.
No, that's wrong. You're still in great shape. You love to golf too, right? And you're getting to golf now.
I'm getting to golf now, although the older I get, Brian, I don't want to play if the temperature is lower than my age. And it's more important to me who I play with than where I play.
What do you mean? They have to be good? The players got to be good?
I find myself playing with the same people that I played with 30 years ago.
Right.
They're lifelong friends.
Yeah.
I love playing with John Ratcliffe. I play a good bit with Lindsey Graham, primarily because he has the membership number at my country club, and he comes over and helps himself to a round of golf and a meal and a shirt. So I figure if he's running up my tab
right.
at the country club, I might as well join him.
And I would love to be in that foursome because the stuff that he knows and the stuff that he hears, plus and consequential stuff. One thing about Lindsey Graham, like you guys didn't duck from the major stories. There are certain people you just never see. Right? They just like, okay, do you need me here? Other people are like, okay, Germany's not giving tanks. I'm going to Germany. I'm going to demand they give the tanks to Ukraine.
I wish I ducked more. Patrick McHenry. He's the
sure.
He was the whip. He's now – he gave me great advice when I got to Congress. He said, the mistake I made is I saw a fight. I joined in, and then afterwards I said, what was that about? Don't do that. Pick your fights
yeah.
judiciously. Lindsey's been a friend for 30 years. He, you know, sees fights on a more regular basis than some of the rest of us. I like to, if it's not legal, if it doesn't involve the justice system or something I know something
yeah.
about, I try to stay out of it.
Understood. So I love this book because it's not for the lawyer, it's not for the politician, it's for the average American. It's to make those decisions that are big in the individual's life. So when you get to a certain age, where do you go for advice? And then does that person understand the question that you really have? Like, how many people know the law and you have a decision to make for your law career? Who do you go to? They have your best interest in mind, and you're not exactly like anyone. So it's a formula for people to go through before they have to make a decision. And one thing you say, work backwards. Picture yourself getting what you want and then saying, is that okay? Am I happy with that?
You know, Brian, I had a lifelong fascination with the federal bench. That was my dream job, was to be a federal judge. And I made a ton of decisions in life trying to position me for that. And yet, when that opportunity presented itself, it was really the pursuit more than the actualization.
Right.
And I turned it down. But, you know, I walked in here this morning and I referred to you as the busiest person at Fox because you're on air in the morning, then you do a radio show. But your decision to do the radio show, you could be doing something else right
now. I asked.
I mean, you could be doing something else right now. So you had to decide, yes, I want to, you know, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I want to keep working. I want to have a different schedule from the from most normal folks that don't get up when you get up. Life is full of decisions. So when you talk about looking at the end, I started with closing argument when I was in a courtroom. And when I give speeches now, I start with the last paragraph.
Really?
And then how do I want to get you to the crescendo? The people are far more likely to remember the last thing you said than the first thing or something in the middle. So you need to emphasize that. So if it works with speeches in the court, why would it not work with life? What do you want that last picture to look like, and are you making decisions to get you there?
So the one story that stuck out with me that I read this morning that you had said you had somebody come up to you and wanted to be in Congress, and they're going to join West Point. They had to get in Annapolis, had to get in West Point. And you thought, you don't need to get to the academies in order to get your goal. Because that person was saying, if I don't get there, all hell's going to break loose. I'm going to be a failure. Just so you know, if you want that end game, you don't need to go to the academies. So understand the decision you're making might be putting too much pressure, whether you get in or not.
Well, you and I were just talking off air about a guy named Mike Pompeo. Not only did he go to one of the service academies, he graduated number one from that service academy. So let's assume, you know, that his ultimate goal is to be president. I don't know whether it is or not, but let's assume it. I mean, does that get him any closer? Because there are other candidates that didn't do what Mike did. So it used to break my heart.
Adds to the quiver.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a good thing to have and say, yeah, I did that, but is it necessary? No.
And I'll bet you that if you were to ask Mike, what does the final picture look like for your life? It would include the word honor, service. It really wouldn't include the title.
Right.
So going to West Point did get him closer to his closing argument. His closing argument is just not that I was the president of the United States. It breaks my heart to talk to young people who really think their life is over if they don't get into a certain school. I mean, you and I got friends in the U.S. Senate that barely made it in and out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Barely.
John McCain was one of them. He only got in because of his name, and he barely stayed in and I think he did okay.
I was more thinking of Lindsey Graham, whom I'm still not sure.
Went to school at all.
Lowest SAT score ever in South Carolina history.
That you're just assuming that.
No, he told me that.
He told you that?
And usually when people say that, you think, well, that can't be true. But I never questioned him. Yeah, you're probably right.
Lindsey, you're telling the truth again. I truly appreciate that. So you go, because you had to go through a cut. I'll just tell you the decisions that I know you've made. Number one, you're in Congress. You got a pretty big name, national name. You become chairman of a committee, and that chairperson, an extremely high-profile committee, Benghazi, you could have used that to launch it into a Senate run, a presidential run, who knows. But you go, check, please, I'm done. And then you come here, and you're in competition to get a daily show, and you're like, no, you know what, happier on the weekends. This is the balance I want, let alone what you did before you got to Congress, which you have a very successful prosecutor, which you say is probably the most enjoyable and satisfying thing you've done. So these are three decision points. Did you use those formulas to decide what's important?
It took me a while, Brian. It took me a long time to get to the point where I felt empowered to define success for myself, not what other people. I mean, people who are in the television business would look at you and say, Brian Kilmeade is a lot more successful than Trey Gowdy. He's on 6 out of 7 days, he's on television. And if that's the way they judge it, by how often you're on television, I would say they're right. I left Congress because it just wasn't part of my closing picture. It wasn't part of my closing argument.
You used the formula you put in the book.
I want people to say he was fair. Funny and fair. I don't care if they say he was smart. I don't care if they say, you know, he had a really high conservative rating. I want them to say he was funny and fair. And if a job doesn't allow you to be fair, you probably don't need to keep the job.
So interesting, too, because you talk about if people are also listening to this, say, well, how does this apply to me? Well, put yourself at the funeral. What do you want people to say about you and work your way backwards?
And who defines success in your life? Who defines losing? I mean, there's a big difference between losing and failure. And I write in this book about some of the best-known names in history. You can start with Jesus, who lost a voice vote to a guy named Barabbas. Dietrich Bonhoeffer lost in that he was executed by the Germans. Martin Luther King Jr. lost in that he was assassinated. None of them reached the age of 40. So you can argue they lost certain things in life, but no one would argue they were a failure. So who defines success for you? And it took me a while to get out of letting other people do it.
It's interesting. Anthony Robbins wrote this thing where people have they have some fundamentals of Think and Grow Rich, one of the first success books probably written by Napoleon Hill in the 20s or 30s. And then you have Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking. But Anthony Robbins took it to a different level. He says, okay, you want to achieve this. Good. Write your goals down. Do whatever you want to do, intermittent goals. Ask yourself, why do you want to achieve it? So when you get there, you'll understand why you did it. And if it's doing it to prove to somebody else that you could do it, you're going to be wholly unsatisfied when you get there.
Whoever said that's right. I used to follow the pyramid definition for success, that I need to do things other people didn't do. And then we have this temptation to follow the ladder approach, that I have to climb this proverbial ladder. And you get to a point in life where you say, neither one of those are satisfying. I need the mirror approach. Do I like the person I see in the mirror and the people who are closest to me, my wife, my children, my parents, my closest friends, are they proud of what they see? And I am blessed. I am married to... I think she knows I was in Congress, Brian, but I wouldn't put a ton of money on it. Right. I don't. It's just not how she judges me.
Right.
I think she was prouder of the fact that I helped homicide victims get justice than she ever was. In fact, she would watch some of the hearings on television and say, who is that guy? That is not the guy I live with.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously you don't cross-examine your wife or she won't be your wife for very long. But just whose opinion matters to you? And there's another chapter in there about Nathan, about finding someone who has your best interest in mind that you get advice from.
Right.
And it's hard. You're lucky if you have five people that will really give you the best advice for you.
And I'll reverse it. That Nathan, when you reach a point in your life, when you're satisfied,
satisfaction.
That's another word.
Satisfaction.
I mean,
you can do what you want.
When your satisfaction is gained from helping other people, you've reached a great point. Because giving back and helping other people is the greatest, my unofficial opinion. But Trey, I want that story about Nathan a little bit more. We have a few minutes on the other side of the break. The name of his book, it's out today, and he's kind enough to visit us on published day. Start, Stay, or Leave, The Art of Decision Making. It'll help your life right away. It doesn't matter if you're doing anything that we're doing. Whatever you're doing, use his formula, and I think you're going to be very satisfied. Don't move.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
For by government.com.
The 1921 to 1935 silver peace dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It has been over 85 years since these silver dollars were minted for circulation, but now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck silver dollars are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1921 to 1935 original silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-914-4635 now to secure collector-grade U.S. silver dollars by the pound, minted during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-914-4635 now to secure your full pound of United States silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-914-4635. 1-800-914-4635.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now.
Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we're back. Trey Gowdy's with us. The name of this book that's out today, Start, Stay, or Leave, The Art of Decision Making. And Trey, not to diminish your intellect, but I found it most interesting is that this is so readable. Like, you wrote this for the mass audience. This is not a law school journal, what you're capable of putting out, too.
I'm not sure I am capable of that, but I learned the hard way in the courtroom that if the jury can't understand you, it doesn't matter how good of a lawyer you are. You have to write it where people can understand what you're saying. And I'm not that sophisticated of a guy, but, I mean, if people can't relate to what you're writing, then you haven't been successful.
I cut you off on the Nathan story. Just can you tell us what you meant by that?
Yeah, I mean, Nathan, obviously, you know, you go to a sporting event and you hear, you know, you're the man. I mean, every time Tiger Woods hits a shot. And that verse is actually in the Bible. David committed a series of horrible crimes, sins, whatever you want to call it, conspiracy to murder Uriah over Bathsheba. And so Nathan was one of his advisors, and he came to him and told him a story about a rich man taking something for report from a poor man. And David just got so enraged and said, "Surely as I breathe, that man will die today for doing that." And Nathan said, "You are that man. Do you have someone in your life that will tell you that you are wrong? Do you have someone in your life that will give you the best advice for you and not for them?" We just showed up. Well, he's still on right now. Tim Scott's on television right now.
Yep.
One of my closest friends in the world. A lot of people might say, "Hey, I want you to run for president," because it's in their best interest. You need someone in your life that's going to say, "You know what, Tim? Figure out what's in your best interest, not what's in your friends or your staff's best interest. What is in your best interest?"
That's extremely great advice, because as you get older, less and less people around in the circle of people that you trust. And then at the same time, you become a parent and you think to yourself, It's easy in the beginning. Put that down, it's hot. Put that down, it's sharp. And now all of a sudden, when it comes to college, afterwards, relationships, I find myself thinking more and more about advice as parents because I realize they're really counting on you to be that voice of wisdom. And I haven't really figured out life. I don't have all the answers. I pretend to.
I'll tell you what, it took me a long time to figure out. And my parents' generation was different. If you were good at something, they thought that God gave you a gift and you had to use it. And I have kind of pivoted to, well, if he gave you the gift, he should also give you the desire. What if your kids are good at something, but they don't like it? How to know how hard to push your exactly. children? I mean, my daughter was phenomenal in theater. She just didn't want to do it. So do you push her? Do you make her be Alice in Wonderland? Do you make her this? It's tough. At a certain point, what they want, I mean, my wife is a beautiful singer. She just doesn't like being the center of attention.
Right.
It's hard to be a singer and I not heard. Be the center of attention. Yeah. So consequently, she doesn't sing. Her parents pushed her to do it. Her husband says, I'd rather you be home. I don't want you going to sing over that group anyway.
Right.
How do you know? I mean, you and I both know people who really, really, really want to do something, but they're not good at it. So how do we, as a friend, say, I know you have the desire, but do you
That's
have...
That's a tough one.
Do right. you have the ability? And how do you tell them that in love?
Yeah, forget. You love, you said, or life?
Love.
Oh,
love.
Forget that. Stay out of that. Because you go, yeah, she's wrong for you, and then they end up getting married. Like, okay, I'll sit this one out.
I made that mistake right. before.
Lastly, and it's a big question, fast forward the end with the Biden situation. If I was to put pressure on you, where are we going to be with 6 months with these documents? Are we going to be stuck at 30 documents and just these quiet special prosecutors on both sides?
The sitting president of the United States is not going to be indicted.
Got it.
The DOJ says you can't, and they're minority views, but so you can put that out of your mind. It also, to me, ensures that former President Trump is not going to be criminally charged.
Gotcha.
I want to know what documents they found. But people love motive. I don't love motive as much as others. But if you want to know the motive for why he took what he took, what are the documents? That's where the motive lies, is in the identity of the documents.
Start, Stay, or Leave, the name of the book, The Art of Decision Making. And watch Trey Sunday nights at 7. Thanks, Trey.
Thank you, Brian.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.